B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic. It's time now for Cuz Radio.
What up, Cuz?
Deshaun Jackson gets a block! Are you kidding?
Talking with the Cuz.
Yo, Cuz. How you doing?
Stairs rips one into the night.
Stolen by the doctor. Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocks the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
Look, Cuz, don't even try it, okay?
Now, here's Anthony Gargano.
Why don't you get the hell out of here, Cuz?
Buddy, Abby, Wednesday to all across the Delaware Valley. We inch one day closer to kickoff. Boom, 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 boom. Come on, shoot us, give me the whole thing. There we go. That's what I want to hear. And I'll tell you, it's the perfect way to start the show, because today will be about Eagle love. It started yesterday. And it's funny because obviously we all can't wait for Sunday and the whole thing. But sometimes, you know, when you see it through the eyes of somebody else, how much it means to you. So here's the story. Talking to one of our listeners, Jim from the Palm. Now, Jim from the Palm is known to be a little bit of a curmudgeon, right? In fact, he was the guy that talked about golfing on a beautiful Sunday morning, and he spurred this whole conversation that we had about it's an 80-degree day in September. You can go on the beach. You can play golf, you can barbecue, have a cookout, or you watch the game. So the beauty, this is the guy who was golfing during the games. So I'm chatting with him, and Jimmy says, I got to be honest with you. I'll read the exact quote. I got to be honest with you. I'm actually really into it. I can't wait for the game. I got to admit, I'm a lot pumped. And you know what's funny? I completely understand it. And you know what it is? So whatever you want, you can say, the ownership and Howie and everything else. The bottom line is, there's a bit of a fresh start to it. There's going to be fans at the stadium. There feels like it's something anew. And I'll be honest with you. Listen to Jim say how excited he was for Eagles football. Not just for football season. For Eagles football. And it made me kind of smile. It actually made me smile. It made me smile. Because I could totally understand where he's coming from. Because it's a season. You know how it's a long wait between each season. And it comes about. And we really have no expectations. You have no idea what to expect from this team. But you start to think about Eagles football. And you start to think about the franchise. And there is a moment of pure love. And right now is the perfect time to explore that Eagle love. It's a true, true love that we all have for this football team. That we all share. Look, your football team, no matter who you root for, whatever town you're from, whatever your team is, even if you're a Fugazi Cowboy fan, your football team love runs deep. It's your soulmate, man. The Eagles are our soulmate. And when we think about them and how they have accompanied us through our lives, whether you're 18 or 80, right? Whatever you know about your life, you're an Eagles fan, they've been a constant. And there's all kinds of incredible memories. And, you know, again, not to go overboard with the Super Bowl, but that Super Bowl provided something indelible, and it was rapture, that we all experienced it. Fairly recently, we got to actually know that moment, which there are times when I begrudge it, I'll admit it. I never wanted to trade 10 years of misery for one Super Bowl. However, all that said, I never begrudge it because we all got to share that moment. And it all goes back to our love and devotion to that team, to those colors, to that logo, to all the players of the past. I was watching something came up on Instagram. And it was a Michael Vick to Deshaun Jackson bomb against the Redskins, formerly the Redskins, now the Washington football team. And it was like, wow. And I'm looking at Vick, and I'm watching that moment. I remember the moment. It was a Monday night, Chip Kelly, and they looked like a video game. And I started to think about just all of the Eagles games that we've watched. And all those players that have come and gone, all those moments, it's a collection, a lifetime. And again, you don't have to be 80, you could be 18. Anywhere in between, you have a collection of moments and memories that runs deep with this team because it's your own relationship. You love them. And I think as we sit here on the Wednesday before the opener, with a new coach, a new defensive coordinator, new staff, a new starting quarterback, it's a good time to think about why we're all here. It's a good time to really relish in what draws us. And it's this deep, deep rooted love that we have with this team and this franchise. Man, it does, man. It runs thick. It runs deep. You close your eyes and think of all the how the memories just flood your mind's eyes of all the touchdowns that you've seen and all the great plays. It's pretty fun. And it's pretty cool that we actually have this and have this to share. And today I want to explore it with you guys. And I want you to call up and tell me I'm an Eagles fan, and here's what stands out to me. And you're almost signing the registry. You're renewing your vows today. It's a great day to renew your Eagle vows. And you could talk about the first time you saw them. And you could talk about the greatest moment. And it don't have to be a Super Bowl. Just one that stands out to you. All those moments of that franchise, man, it's deep-rooted love. And as I look at the Tunis, he's wearing the hat. My man, what's happening, my brother?
Yeah, I went to a Target yesterday. My wife wanted me to pick up some bathroom cleaner because our bathroom's a mess. And, of course, you have to walk past the aisle where the sport clothing is, and I see this hat. And I have an Eagles hat. I have a couple of Eagles hats. Sure. And I go, but I don't have that hat.
Oh,
with this logo.
That's a good
right?
hat.
Right? Because I got the Eagle that we see now, but this is the old school bird that's on the hat right now. And I was like, I don't have that hat. I got to grab that hat. So what was probably a $10 to $15 trip to Target all of a sudden became like a $40 trip because she also has been asking me for an Eagle shirt. So I found an Eagle shirt for her. So all of a sudden, I spent like $50 when I was supposed to spend like $10 at Target because I saw the logo, and I just go like all of a sudden, I like it grabbed me, I walked past it, and then it pulled me back. Like there was like a magnetic field force that just pulled me back in to grab that hat. So yeah, I bought this hat fresh yesterday. I couldn't help myself.
Think about it. Think about the joy that you saw the hat. It's that team, man. Listen, we love all of our teams, but you know every year's special, and there is a true devotion. You know, your football team, when I say it's your soulmate, it's your soulmate.
Oh, my God. How many Eagles tattoos do you think there are out there?
Wow.
Thousands?
Wow.
10,000?
Yeah.
I mean, think about that. I see all the time people with sporting tattoos on them. But for the most part, it's a Birds tattoo. And it doesn't just have to be the logo. I've seen the Brian Dawkins Wolverine tattoo. I've seen the Philly special play design, Super Bowl 52. But there was the girl that got Doug Peterson's face tattooed on her thigh.
Yeah.
How many Eagles-related tattoos are there?
Yeah.
Tons. No,
there's countless.
Yeah.
There's countless.
More so than any, and it's no disrespect to the Phillies, Flyers, or Sixers.
No.
But let's face it.
Well, the sport is different. It's how we celebrate the sport. You know, dude, I think back to, you know, some of my happy place. Like, listen, I'm not just going to take Super Bowl because that's a given.
No, of course.
But if you go to your Eagle happy place.
Oh, my parents' basement.
Oh, my God.
And they moved out of there 6 years ago now. Moved out of my, you know, childhood home. But my basement was where I watched those games every single week. And that's, you know, that's I can still picture everything. The way the couch was set up. Where my dad had his beer, you know, like all kinds of stuff, and that's my Eagles happy place is my basement.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah,
isn't it amazing?
Like I wish when the Eagles won the Super Bowl, I was watching in Manayunk. I wish I knocked on the people that live in the house now. Hey, can I go downstairs and watch the game?
Yeah, yeah. No, there, I remember sitting on the floor, my cousin and I watching the console TV. My grandmother, you know, she's on the red chair, right?
Yes.
We're laying on the rug on the floor. We got the paper, the Sunday paper is in the sports section is in the different, you know, shreds. He's got two pages. I got two pages. We're reading the paper, watching the Eagles. And, you know, all of a sudden a game comes on. And it's during those, my favorite time. But I, you know, the reason why Buddy Ryan teams matter, and it's not because people go, oh, he's overrated, you know, all that stuff. Yeah, he was a bad coach and all that. Yeah. However, it was still the most exciting brand of football. Like when you saw that defense, like that was one of, like when I think of great, like times. Watching the Buddy Ryan defense, dude, I wish you could have seen it. Like, because here's the deal. They were so nasty. Like, they were so tough. You know, one thing about our town is that we do love defense.
Oh, yeah.
And a tough defense. And I'm not just talking about big hits.
Well, this, I mean, it makes sense.
I mean, listen. Dawkins, Trotter, Hugh Douglas, like all those dudes, you know, Troy Vincent and Bobby
Taylor. How many people say my favorite moment was the Sheldon Brown hit on Reggie Bush? Yeah, like that's people's favorite moment in Eagles history.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I know. And you know what's funny is that there's something about that defense, dude. And I think back to like, and again, I know it's the vet and it's an ugly place. And I don't want to
sit perfectly. There and reminisce.
But it did. Like, it was the concrete. And you had these dudes that were just impenetrable. Like, they were, seriously, it was, they were impenetrable. That defense was amazing. Then you had Randall, who was one of the, you know, the great, great playmakers. That's why I blanched a little bit yesterday when you gave me the Jalen is Randall. I mean, come on.
Well, I was just telling you about the side-by-side photo.
Yeah, I mean, it was nothing. You know, Randall was 6'3" and and lanky and you know, he could throw missiles and he was amazing how he moved. He just didn't. He was just so raw and he never got any coaching. But they were so exciting, dude. Like that was it stands out. It was so, they were so exciting. Amazing. And listen, I go chapter and verse almost every year of being an Eagle fan. I can sit back and you give me a year and I'll give you moments and players
right.
that stand out that you just go, wow. But that moment of being with my cousin and watching a game and loving them, just loving the whole thing, Eagles. Like, my kid sees in fact, Anthony goes, Daddy, the ball, the Eagle. And, you know, first thing I think about is the Eagles, right? And the War Eagle, like that attack eagle with the talons. That is the greatest thing in the world. They mean so much, dude. They mean so much to this place. They really do. As much as we can gripe and I can yell and scream and this, blah, blah, blah.
That's because you love them.
Well, yes. And it's so deep. The love is deep, man.
Yeah, I mean,
it's why it's emotional. It's real.
And think of the amount of money that people spend in, you know, to be a part of it, right? Not just tickets. I talk about the tattoos. How many man caves have you seen where everything is Eagles? And all the memorabilia that people, you know, totally. Purchase. You know what I mean? Because we love this team so much. And, you know, you talk about random moments.
But see, it's money is one thing. But what trumps money is time.
Yeah.
The most precious commodity of any human being is time. And the time that we spent, that's why it's not a waste to sit in on an 80-degree day for 3.5 hours and watch the Eagles. Because you know what you're attached to? You're attached to all your loved ones that you did it, all your friends, everybody else that you've shared the team with. That's why it's not a waste. Now, you tell me it's a waste if you spent all day long sitting, you know, watching all the time. Listen, we love football. We understand it.
Right.
But my whole point about your devotion to this team is that it's important and it's not trivial. It's not. And I know people want to make it, the Eagles, okay, blah, blah, blah. Listen, it's not trivial. That team, that franchise means a lot to a lot of people. In an almost spiritual sense, that people should be able to really cleave to something and embrace something, and they do it honestly. They love this team not because of what that team can do for them, because ultimately they're a fan. They love that team, and it's the most pure love out there. Think about it. You're not doing it because you're going to get rich off it.
Right.
You're not doing it because you're going to get something from it. You're going to get a little something, something. You're not doing that. You're doing it because you love it. And there's a purity in that. Birds, baby! All right. Here's the deal. Today's the day to renew your Eagles vow. We'll make you sign the registry, too. Where are you at? And when you do that, you must say your Eagles happy place and what's the game that's playing in your mind's eye while at your Eagles happy place. Good day to renew the vows. We'll talk Phillies. I guess I can't believe what happened last night. And they'll probably win tonight against Peralta. I don't get it. I don't understand it. But we'll discuss it. Lots to get to. 610-632-0975. Just getting started on a Wednesday. Let's talk a little Parks Casino and Sportsbook, shall we? The 4-for-4 Casino and Sportsbook. You got to love it. Parks Casino and Sportsbook. Now, with football back, so many things. I got a bet for you.
Yeah.
You ready for tomorrow night? It's a prop. And don't forget, we'll be renewing our P pick segment every day, as always, during as we kick off football season. Back. But I got a bet for you for on Parks. Tom Brady to go over 2.5 touchdown passes. Plus 160. That's the prop. You get plus money for Brady to throw 3 touchdowns. I love it. Check that one out. It's Parks Casino. Go to parkscasino.com/PA. Download that sportsbook right to your phone. Use the promo code SPORTS. You'll get a risk-free bet up to $500. You can put it on Brady to throw over 2.5 touchdown passes and collect plus 160 when you're doing it. Parks Casino and Sportsbook, the hometown casino and sportsbook. Just remember, you're going to be in PA, you're going to be 21. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
Ah, welcome back, everybody. Don't forget, Nick Sirianni will be speaking with the media at 11:30. So an hour from now, we'll talk to Nick. Why, Tunis, why do I like Nick Sirianni?
I played a couple of them at Rock, Paper, Scissors.
I know really nothing about the dude, but I like him. Why?
Well, you know that you can't hate him yet in terms of being a head coach because we know nothing about him.
Right.
So that's a good start, I guess. But I don't know. He seems like a high-energy guy, loves football.
I have a good vibe. Like, I like him, and I don't know why I like him.
Like, I don't know. I know some people thought it was weird when he was wearing, like, Brandon Graham's shirt and all that. I just thought, like, all right, this was during OTAs. He's trying to relate to the players.
I mean, I'm not particularly in love with his news conferences because I don't really think he's good at it yet, which I don't really care about.
Competition is great.
Yeah, but I like him.
Yeah, I do, too.
Like, I really root for him. Now, obviously, it's in our best interest that he works out. But, like, I don't know. I know the fact that he loves his brothers.
Yeah, he really likes his one brother who's like a
three
college
coach.
Yeah, it's cool. Whatever.
Yeah, you know, but I like that. Like, I differ from people.
They used one of his plays, apparently.
I like that because it reminds me kind of how I feel about my cousin.
Right. Okay.
You know what I mean? So I relate to it. I think that's nice.
Remember we had Zach Berman a few weeks ago.
He wrote a good piece on it.
Yeah,
I like that.
He traveled to Nick's hometown and he asked all about who Nick Sirianni was as a kid. And he was the younger brother that always had a fight for certain things inside the household. And, you know, you were the younger of your group.
Yes.
Right? So you could relate to
guys.
That. Yeah. So I think you can relate to him as a way that you guys grew up.
You know what? That's probably true. We were just talking about that, playing ball with all the guys, and I was the youngest.
Right.
You know, and it was fun. That whole thing was a lot of fun. You know, competing against all the guys is how you get better.
Yeah, exactly.
But I like the dude. That's just kind of how I am. That's kind of how I feel about him. And the same way with Hurts. I look at him and I go, I don't know. I don't know, but I really like him.
He had you at Coffee Bean, man.
When he said the Coffee Bean, I was like, this dude is awesome. I forget about how God, listen, strike me down if I'm lying. When he did what he did and said what he said after he takes over for Tua, and remember, Tua took his job, and he takes over Tua, and Tua gets hurt. And I do a college football show with Fox, and I'm talking about Hurts. This dude is special. Like, you know, I remember loving him, but like, look at this guy. Now, again, it didn't mean that I thought he would be
translating into the NFL.
Right, some great NFL quarterback. But he's impossible not to just hug Love and want a hug and want him to be great. I sure hope he is. It's kind of how we feel. You kind of tell what kind of mood we're in.
Yeah, excited for week one. And what's wrong with that?
Yeah.
I mean, I remember last year when he was about to play against the Saints, right? His first game. The thing I was most excited for was being excited for a football game, if that makes sense. I know I just used excited twice in the same sentence, but there were so many weeks where we were miserable watching that Eagles team. Those losses to the Ravens and the Steelers where they made comebacks, but they obviously didn't win. And then the ugly game against the Cowboys. And then the Browns when Carson throws it backwards and it gets picked off, and Taki brings it back for a touchdown. And I'm watching all these things fall apart, and I'm like, my God. Like, it got to the point, Ant, where I wasn't excited for Sunday at 1 o'clock last year. Like, I'll admit it. Come week 12, I wasn't excited for 1 o'clock. I was kind of like, all right, well, I'm going to watch. I love the Eagles. I'm not one of those guys that won't watch.
Can I make an admission to you off of that?
What do you got?
I'm actually thrilled that I don't have to watch Wentz.
Well, that's kind of how I felt last year, yeah.
But here's why. Listen, I know the dude had talent and has talent. But he was so spotty with it. It was like angst every week. Like, is he going to show up? Yep. Is he going to do it?
And each week it was, hey, Carson, are you going to work on throwing the ball away? Yeah, I got to do a better job.
Yeah, I got to
do a better job. We're right there. We're close. How many times did you hear him say in his press, we're close. We're almost there. I can feel it.
I'm just ready for a fresh start. Now, I don't know what that means or what it translates. And again, I said before, my expectations are nil, 6 wins.
Right.
But it doesn't matter to me. I just want to build the thing now. Anyway, let's get started on the phone line. Talk to our friends. Today's the day. Now, here's the deal. You renew your Eagles vows, right? So your vows, you can renew. We want you to renew them and give us a call. Now, you can also do it if you can't get to the phone. You can do it on social media. You can do it to us. I'm at Anthony L. Gargano on Twitter, at Anthony L. Gargano on Instagram. He's at A. Salchunas on Twitter and A. Salchunas on Instagram.
Yeah, and then we got middays. We got the YouTube audience. So bring it on.
All right. Let's go to Greg. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Greg.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's up, my man?
So I'm going to be honest. I'm looking to be a scout.
Oh, good. Yes. We have openings.
Listen. I'm all about quarterbacks. I played for 4 years.
Oh, yeah?
Can I get the Hurts?
You actually can. We have an opening for Jalen. So you got, where'd you play quarterback?
I played quarterback for Steinert High School in Hamilton, New Jersey.
Nice, dude. I like it. All right. You are in. Greg, you got quarterback. You are the Jalen scout. Right now, all we need is special teams, running backs, and linebackers. So, good job.
Appreciate it. And I want to say, you know, the reason I really, stay with the Eagles and I keep following them is because when I was learning to play the position, you know, I was started off as a lineman, but my dream was to play quarterback. And that's what I eventually, you know, succeeded in doing.
Uh-huh.
But Bradford's rookie year, you know, his 28th year and all that.
Yeah, yeah.
That's where
Foles,
I was.
Foles, you mean? Foles is 22?
Yes, I do. Sorry.
Yeah, that's all right. So, who's watching Foles? Are you tall?
No, not at all.
Okay.
But he taught me how to read and not throw picks, because that was my thing.
All right. That's good stuff, man. I like it. If you're going to be a caller scout, you got to make sure you call each week, and your job is to evaluate Jalen. All right, buddy. Thank you, Greg. We appreciate it. Damon, West Philly. Dame!
Guys, good morning. Can you hear me?
I got you, Dame.
Oh, man. It's so good to hear you on Tunis. And I just want to share with you, guys. I just left Reading Terminal. I got my chicken. I got my beef ribs.
Oh, did you really?
brother. And let me tell you, the people at the counter, I'm like, I'm getting ready for Sunday. They're like, yeah. So I just wanted to let you know.
Oh,
everybody's on board. Yeah, man.
Like the Reading Terminal.
Yeah.
Dude, and you know what the best is? The beef ribs.
Love it.
Listen, I dig the pork, but the beef is a treat.
Yeah, man. I'm going to marinate them up. And Sunday morning, I told wifey the grill will be fried up by 9 a.m. because I vowed this year to be on time for kickoff, cuz. And so, you know, listen to you and Tunis, you said something profound. And I felt Tunis, and he's like, by week 12, he was like feeling kind of like, I got to watch it, but it's the birds. What we had, the reason why Tunis felt like that, like other people as well, we had too much drama.
Yeah,
that dude brought so much drama.
Yeah,
and aside that Doug's coaching wasn't great. Listen, I'm always one of the chips.
Nah, you're right.
But the thing about Nick that, and I'm listening to you, and I said this to myself yesterday. You know what? I like Nick. I don't know him yet, but I'm starting to like him. You could tell he likes and loves football. I don't think Doug was liking coaching anymore, cause I think he got kind of like beat down by it. And we felt that energy last year. You had that.
He had bad energy. You're right. You had Carson drama. Doug had bad energy. Yeah, no. He had COVID. Yeah, it was ugly. Yeah, I agree.
It was ugly. So this year, man, I'm just looking forward to what we talked about, seeing what we have, seeing the nucleus that we're going to form. You know what I'm saying? So, dude, I'm pumped. I'm excited. Two songs that I like real quick. I like the sound of opening up a movie. That music of the opening of a movie, and I love the sound of the boom, boom, booms. I know everybody loves that Sheldon Brown hit, cuz, but the Chief Byers on Pepper Johnson when Randall was running was the best hit. And rest in peace, Sam Bam Cunningham, Randall's brother, man. May rest in peace.
Yeah, dude, that was that block. Wow,
that
man.
That block was against the dude, and they were roommates.
They were best friends. Yeah, the wives were buddies. Awesome. We're friends.
Oh,
yeah, dude.
Let's go. I can't wait to talk to you next week after the first game.
Yes! Go Birds, my brother. Appreciate it, Dave. Renewing your Eagles vows. Aaron. Yo, hey, what's going on, Aaron?
What's going on?
What's
and
up, buddy?
I ain't talked to you in a while, buddy.
What's going on with you, man?
I'm doing a little different things, man, but I always listen to you guys, man. Love you.
Thank you, brother.
Man.
We
love
miss
you,
man.
I'm going to call at least once a week. I'm going to get in there once a week. But I want to go nostalgic for a minute, Ant. Can I do this?
Of course.
When I was growing up, I told you how I grew up when I was little. It wasn't no Eagles fans. It wasn't nobody, so I had to jump to other teams. And I'm going to tell you, I liked the Bills when I was young because I liked O.J. Simpson. And I'm going to say something I never told nobody except in my neighborhood. I was a little Cowboys fan.
No!
I was a little Cowboys fan. I never said that to you, Ant, but I had to do my allegiance now. I was a little Cowboys fan. I used to wear 88 and a star to go play football outside.
But
listen, I was misled. I was misled. This is how I converted.
Yes.
Because I've always been by myself. Even when I watch Eagles games by myself, even though I got a million brothers and sisters that love the Eagles now. But I watched the Tampa Bay Buccaneers play the Eagles, and the Eagles lost, and I cried like a baby when I seen them lose. And all of a sudden, I transformed. I was an Eagles fan. Then when they went to the Super Bowl, I was going crazy. Since 79, 80, 81, I became a stone. You can't tell me nothing bad about my team, my quarterback, my head coach, nothing. If you're from a Cowboys fan, if you any kind of other fan, don't talk about my team.
Let me ask you a question. When how old were you when you made the switch?
I was, 79. I was born in 66, so about 13 years old.
Yeah, see,
about 13.
That's fine. You saw the light.
Yeah, about 13. Saw the light. And then, see, this is what's so good. Then I had a son, little Aaron. Now he's a big
little
Eagles
man.
So you got to push it on. You got to push it on. And I hope he pushes on to his son. And my grandson loved the Eagles. His name is Jacob. He loved the Eagles. I'm going to watch my first game with him. He's about 6 years old.
Good for you, brother.
He loves the Eagles, man. So I'm just so pumped, Ant. I'm just so pumped. I don't care what the season looks like. Okay? I don't really care what the season looks like. As long as they get out there and compete.
What would be your happy place?
My happy place?
Your Eagles happy. Like, if you close your eyes, you look up, what do you see?
Oh!
Which plane?
I got to go back. I got to go back. When Wilbur Montgomery ran that touchdown against Dallas,
sure.
That's still my happy place.
Sure.
Because it initiated me.
Yeah.
It really initiated me
man.
To be an Eagles fan like I am now. Crazy. And will argue with anybody. I was arguing with people yesterday.
Good. Keep it going, man. Keep it going. I love it,
you
man.
Me, man.
Do it, baby.
I do it for you.
All right,
man.
Brother.
I do it for my city. I do it for my team. Fly, Eagles. Go, Eagles.
There you go, So that's good. So the Wilbert run, the Byers block. These are all great ones. I tell you a story, right? Saturday, I told you we went to Wildwood for the day.
Yes.
So this is great. So we're going to rides. So the four of us go on the bumper cars.
I love the bumper cars.
Yeah, the bumper cars rule, right? So it's all fired up and all this other stuff. Mossy, they're all wanting to get me. So I'm in line. Who's in front of me? But a dude wearing a cowboy hat.
No.
He had a cowboy's hat. Right? So, I'm praying.
You had a bounty on him at that point.
What? I'm praying. So Tam says to me, what are you doing with your phone? I said, when we do the bumper cars, I'm going to take a video of the dude with the cowboy's hat. And I want to chase him down.
As you should.
And she goes, you're crazy. You're crazy. So, unfortunately, he takes the hat off. Because the bumper, you can't wear a hat or whatever. So, he takes the hat off. Whatever. But I know it's him. So, I put the phone. I'm like, I don't even care about the phone. I was going to send it to you, by the way. But I'm chasing him down. And I go, I know you're a Cowboys fan, and I'm coming to get you. He looked at me like I was insane.
Yeah, exactly. Oh my God, this
like, what? And he started laughing. I got him.
Well, it's kind of like what
down.
You want to do in real life when you see the Cowboys logo on the back of someone's car.
And I'm driving this thing, right? The kids are after me, and I'm just zoning in on this one dude. And I'm looking to smash him.
You're playing free safety.
I was. And I'm driving around like the perimeter, right? Like I'm going around the perimeter. I'm circling the dude. Like I'm trying to get my shot in. And I got the shot. I took the shot, Junis.
It's a good hit?
That was a good hit.
Good work out of you.
Yeah, it was the Dawkins hit. Kelsey, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Kelsey.
What up, Ant?
What up, Kels?
You know who this is?
No, Kel.
Doggy P.
Oh, my God. You got the tattoo.
What up, man?
Oh, my God. We just talked about you.
I know. Sorry,
you're the greatest.
What's up, guys?
What are you doing, Kels? You rock.
I'm getting ready for Sunday, baby. You know it.
So tell me, what's going on? Like, what do you got planned?
This year, I'm planning on not arguing with all my friends over Eagles games every Sunday. I'm sick of it. Sick of arguing about Carson. I'm just excited for the future this year, you know?
Yeah, that's exactly how I feel. So where are you going to watch the game?
So we watch it at my boy Peanut's house every week.
Oh, that's awesome.
Dude, I got Nick Foles tattooed on his calf. That's where we watch it.
Oh, that's great. Peanut. I love Peanut already. That's fantastic.
Oh, man. So, we love you, Aunt.
So tell me if I said to you, Kels.
Yeah.
Your Eagles hat. What's happening in your mind's eye? Like, what are you looking at during your Eagles happy place?
Literally, I just don't want to argue anymore. Like last season was so rough. Like we were arguing about everything. Like I just want to be happy, eating, drinking, watching the game.
Oh, see, that's
not
awesome.
Being disappointed. You know, like
that's
we were
right.
Literally arguing every week about Carson Wentz. Jalen Hurts.
And that's no fun, right? Like, that's no fun.
Yeah. It wasn't a good time anymore, that's for sure.
How's the tattoo?
It's still there. It ain't going nowhere. Who we adding to it? Who we adding?
Listen, you know you got to add Nick at some point.
Yeah, I mean, I was hoping this year I wouldn't have to add Doc Rivers. Sorry, Doc. You ain't a pretty guy.
Well, after he coached, the way he coached game seven, no, he's out.
Yeah, well, at least I ain't got to get Ben either, you know?
No, exactly. Exactly.
But, yeah,
you might have to get, maybe get Jalen.
Jalen? That's not a bad idea. We'll see what happens.
All right, at the end of the year, we'll see if he's tattoo worthy for you, all right?
We'll make a bet on it.
I love it, Kels.
You know I won't fall through.
I know. Believe me, I know you. I know you got it, Kels. You rock. You're the greatest.
No, you are.
Do you have FanFest tickets?
I don't.
Yo, dude. You got to come. I mean, listen, I'm going to put you on hold.
Right.
And then you grab four for you, Peanut, and your other friends, all right?
Damn, man. Thank you so much.
All right, hold on, Kels. How about that? Tunis Kelsey, who's got the Dougie P tattoo.
Dougie P tattoo. I remember when
we were just talking about her. Yep. Oh, my God. She called We Love Her. Fantastic. 610-632-0975. It's Cuz Radio, Tunis, 97.5 The Fanatic.
And this is Andrew South, Tunis. NFL, it is back. We're just another day away. FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge is celebrating with 40-1 odds on any week one game. 40-1 odds on any game. Who doesn't want to win $200 on just a $5 bet? New customers get 40-1 odds when you place your first wager. FanDuel Sports Betting Made Simple. The app is so easy to use. Plus, when you win, you'll get paid in as little as 24 hours. So I was telling you yesterday how I like Carolina to cover the 5 against New York. Well, you don't even have to cover the spread. You just need to pick the winner of this game to get 40-1 odds. So I'm going to ride with Carolina. Whether they cover the spread or not, you get that payout. See for yourself why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. They're always hooking you up with exclusive odds boosts, great promotions, and a whole lot more. Sign up with promo code FANATIC, and you could win $200 on just a $5 bet. That's promo code FANATIC exclusively on the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Must be 21 plus and present in PA. New users only. $10 first deposit required. Must wager in designated offer market. Max bonus $200. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Happy, happy Wednesday. Today is Renew Your Vows. You're an Eagle fan. Today's the day to say, yes, I love you. I do. Eagles. If you were to renew your vows, what's your happy place, Tunis?
Oh, my happy place is still it's my parents' basement. I mean, because that's where I watched so many games. Before we got the TV there,
yeah,
it was...
What's playing? What game? I know you said your parents' basement, so I love, but what's playing? What's the game that's playing?
Well, that's a great question.
Like, you're in the happy place. What's playing in your mind's eye? Like, what do you want? You're in there. You're in the parents' basement.
You know what?
What's the game that's on?
I'll say the NFC Championship game leading up to the 2004 Super Bowl. Because that was like just seeing the bliss from my dad, like when they finally got to the Super Bowl. Because at that point,
You remember that day.
I was 11.
Yeah. And you remember that day. It snowed.
Yeah.
There was a nor'easter.
Right.
On that Saturday. Dude, I would love to go back to
that time. Didn't they have people volunteering to shovel and all that kind of stuff? Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I was 11 years old, so obviously I was an Eagles fan, but like I wasn't, you know, taking notes and all that kind of stuff. So seeing the happiness for my father when they won,
dude, it was
like that was a cool moment,
dude. That was amazing. That was still one of my great times.
Yeah,
because Friday night, you have to understand, right? Like, so I'm relatively new on the air,
right?
I think it was on the air, but like three years. So we're doing a show live from City Hall.
Okay.
All right. It's Friday. It's an Eagles pep rally. Dude, if I told you it was freezing.
Oh, imagine.
It was freezing. We're outside doing the show. All right. Like literally outside City Hall doing a show. But we're, I don't, you know, what do I care, right? So we're having a blast. So then later on that night, it's a Friday night, I was doing a show with Steve Martorano, and we're doing an Eagles pep rally. So we were doing it on South Street. So we were on the back of a truck, right? A flatbed truck. And we were driving, like, it's like on South Street, going real, real slow and doing all the Eagle thing. And it was packed. And then while I'm going into bars, dude, you can imagine, right? Like, it's one of those great nights. The Eagles freezing out. And you're running into bar, the nice toasty pub. So anyway, that's Friday night. It starts to snow all day Saturday. Now, I'm scared to death that the blizzard's going to hit during the game and the Falcons are going to somehow win like Michael Vick. It's the snow. Thank God the storm picked up and it dumped like 18 inches of snow on us. And then, of course, Sunday happens and, you know, they're able to win and they dominated. What a day that was, dude. What a day.
I mean, that's probably the happy place right there.
Yeah, man. It was awesome. Keith, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Keith.
Hey, how you doing today?
What's up, my brother?
Oh, pretty good. Things are doing well here in Indy. So looking forward to week one.
Yeah.
Yes.
What's the word on the Wentz?
Funny thing is, my Sunday, I'm going to be watching the Eagles on my phone while I'm at the game. My 9-year-old, a big Seahawks fan, so he wants, you know, first time you get to see him live, so I might as well take him to the game. So I'll be watching my phone while I watch the Eagles game against the Falcons and see how Carson does. It'll be interesting. It should be interesting. So, but I think as an Eagles fan, I'll go you to my happy place in a second, but. You always have to remember some bad things once in a while too. And the funniest thing is, it hit me on Saturday night. I took my same son to Purdue, Oregon State at West Lafayette. I married Indiana girl, Purdue grad, and they usually have a special guest usually at the Purdue games and stuff. I think Drew Brees will be there here in a couple of weeks, but all of a sudden here, you know, they roll out Jim Everett, and I'm thinking. 1989 playoff. That's kind of a gun. That's the thing.
Dude, it was raining that day. You remember?
Yes.
Yeah, Randall was horrible that day.
Oh, yeah. I was 15 years old. I remember that vividly. And the funny thing is, we have Isle Speed, so he's coming up. I go, hey, Jim, welcome back to West Lafayette. I go, hey, I'm a big Eagles fan. He goes, oh. And I go, you ruined my 89 season. He goes, hey, I was lucky to get out of there alive. I hear you.
Yeah, because that defense was. Randall was so bad. And I remember, we're about the same age, and it was raining that day. Oh, my God.
Yes. But let's go to the happy.
And it was a home game, too.
It was a home game. Exactly. It was right home at the vet. I know. But I would say my happy place was probably like. I've been here in Indy since 2008. I moved here in September, got the new house. Week 17 of that 08-09 season. If you remember, I can't remember the teams. The Eagles played the Cowboys last week of the season, but they had to have two teams.
Yeah, the Bears and the Raiders.
All of a sudden, so I'm like sitting on the couch, like, oh, 1 o'clock game, please, you know, help those kind of, all of a sudden, boom. Everything panned out. Like, all right, Eagles, Cowboys. When you're in, and they stumped them. It was one of my favorite Sundays of all time.
That was great. It was 44-6.
Yep, Lito Shepherd, my favorite defensive back. I love Lito.
Yeah, that was awesome. No, that was that was one of the greats.
And a heck of a run.
That was Arizona.
Could have pulled it out.
Yeah.
It was great.
I just
remember that son.
You bring back a great memory, man. That's fantastic. 44-6. Here's what I remember in that game. It's early third quarter. Eagles rolling. We're like freaking out. And it's fourth down. and Romo's waving back the punt team. Go back, both hands, waving them back. And they go for it on fourth down. Romo basically overrules, I forget who, Campo or whatever stiff Cowboy coach was there. And Romo, and then, you know, he gets sagged. And now goes Romo. Eagles take over on down.
The Dawkins hit on Marion Barber.
Yeah.
In that game, too. I mean, that game was awesome.
That was, dude, and it was that crazy Sunday to get in, and then we get the rematch. And of course, you remember we got payback a couple years later, the next year, 2 years later.
Yep.
That was the air guitar.
Yeah. Come on, Donovan.
Dude, the most uncool thing I've ever seen a Philadelphia athlete do. And you knew that they were done.
Yep. Thanks, Donovan.
I'll never forget the day, it was the week before. Remember the Eagles lost to the Cowboys the week before that?
Yeah.
So Cobb is the backup. And Cobb tells Five, do whatever you do, do not blame the receivers. Because we need them for the following week. And what happens?
You blame the receivers.
We showed our youth. Oh, dude, come on. You can't.
Yeah, way to be a leader. There, Five.
You can't. Come on, dude. No good.
By the way, when you were telling the story about the Friday leading up to the Eagles-Falcons NFC Championship game, I went into the archives of weather. Can you guess what the high was that day in Philadelphia?
I'll tell you, the high was 19.
Close.
21.
21.
Yeah.
The low was 10 degrees.
Yeah.
And the average was 16.42. But the wind was coming in at 18 miles per hour.
Yeah, dude. I was.
Oh, my God. It sounds terrible.
Dude, I was out all day. And you know me, I don't own a pair of gloves.
Yeah, you don't. Or a jacket.
Yeah.
You go hoodie.
Yeah, back then I think I had a nice.
Okay.
Baby. I don't know. But I who knows? I think I probably had a hoodie on that day too.
You probably did. You go ski cap at all?
Yeah, because the key to keeping warm is the head cover.
Oh, yeah.
If you got the hat, like you got the ski cap, you're good.
You don't want a cold ears?
No, as long as the ears and the head keeps the heat in, you can handle it.
Yeah, I mean, you should probably still wear a jacket, but yeah.
You can man up. Handle.
That's like somebody who doesn't, I don't wear suntan lotion. I can take on the sun.
It's the stupidest thing in the world. Yeah, I remember that day, dude. It was worse at night.
I'm sure.
We went into...
Yeah, when the sun's down.
Oh, my God.
That's probably when the Loaf 10 happened.
My man Johnny Sayre was around. It was at nighttime. He lived right off of South Street. And I lived right off of, like, 7th and Lombard. And so I run... It's like we're around Head House. And we run into some bar. I guess it had to be the Artful Dodger. We run into the Artful Dodger for like a toddy. Like I wanted something, you know. We had the whiskey, and
they needed to warm up.
Yeah. You know what? It was an Irish coffee, which I never usually. But it was a hot.
Yeah, you know? Needed it at that point.
And then I started pounding whiskeys. It was, you know, one of those nights.
Yeah, you know, you deserved it.
Michelle in Kentucky. Michelle, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Michelle.
Hey, y'all. How you doing?
What's going on?
Not much. Just wanted to call and renew my vows before this exciting season starts.
I love this. What part of Kentucky are you living?
We're in Louisville.
In Louisville?
We just moved here full-time about 2 months ago. We just sold our Jersey house. So we're season ticket holders. Got our season tickets when I was pregnant with my first child back in 1984.
Wow.
And, yeah. So that child, now an adult, met and fell in love with a guy from Louisville, had some grandkids of ours, and we decided to move down here. But I'm renewing my vows because we are keeping those season tickets, and I will be there for the home opener next week.
I love it. Oh, Michelle, absolutely. That's great.
Absolutely. Would not give those up.
Oh, how cool. And look at you. You want to be close. That's beautiful. You want to be close to the grandkids.
We're 8 doors away. We have a 4-year-old and an almost 2-year-old. Just the best.
That's awesome. How do you like Louisville?
It's good. No real professional sports. It's definitely a college
town. Yeah, it is. Yeah, big time.
Not too far from Indianapolis, but you won't find me going anywhere near there. Yeah. Thank you very much.
You are no being a fan from Jersey. My God, I love it. I absolutely love it.
My second child, my son, started going to games with us when he was 5. And he now lives in Austin, Texas. He is also flying in for the home opener.
Good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And so my happy place is section 111, row 4, seat 30. And that is, we've...
Tell me what game or what moment are you watching?
This is crazy. The game that I think really solidified us as true Eagle fans was that playoff game, I think it was 95-96 against the Detroit Lions.
Yes! Where, oh my God, the 58, it was. Yes.
My husband had the flu. He had a fever. We went with our whole tailgate gang. We're propping him up, just giving him booze to keep him, feeling good.
That was like New Year's Eve day or something like that.
Yeah, it was crazy. So,
that's a great one.
I'd love to go back and watch that game again. But
awesome.
Since he was 5, we went to the Super Bowl together. So, we will travel for our team. I still listen to y'all almost every day. So,
we love you, Michelle. You're awesome.
Thank you.
Make sure you call, during the season. We love to hear from you.
I will. And go Birds. And I am psyched for this season. I am. It's a fresh start.
Yeah.
I think... I have no expectations either. I really don't. And I'm perfectly fine
I feel.
Let's give Jalen a chance. Let's see what happens. If it doesn't work out, then we're loaded to do what we need to do for next year, with draft picks.
I love you. So, that's exactly how I feel. Michelle, you're the greatest.
Thanks, man. Thanks. Bye, Tunis. See, have a good one.
It's awesome. I love Michelle.
I love that she goes... My husband was there with a flu and a fever, and we were giving him, and I thought she was going to say water or juice or tea to prop him up all day. She goes, we were giving him booze to prop him up all day.
Yeah, that's what you got to do. Listen. Yeah,
of course.
That'll get you listen, that makes you survive the day.
Oh, yeah.
Feeling it
the next day, sure.
You're sleeping it off, but whatever. Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, she sounds awesome.
She's outrageous. And you know what? Aren't you sensing the same thing? That none of us really have a lot of expectations, but we don't care.
No.
I said clean slate, man. I think people are down with that.
Yeah. I mean, dude, I talked about earlier. I was so excited for that Saints game last year. And this was before they won, right? Like, I had no idea. It had nothing to do with Taysom Hill and they could win this game. It was just, wow, I can't wait to watch a different person under center because I was tired of Carson at that point. I'm a big Carson guy. You know that. You've heard me talk. I think he's going to do well in Indianapolis. But he needed to be benched like 3 weeks prior to that. And I was just so excited for a fresh start with Jalen last year. Do I think Jalen's going to be this great quarterback? I have no idea, but we'll find out.
Yeah.
And she's like, I'm excited for week one.
Yeah. And it's funny. It's so stupid because what's your prediction for the game?
Pain.
No, not even that. But what's the prediction? I go, you can't even, you have no idea. Yeah, they're going to win. They're going to beat Atlanta. I don't know.
Pain.
Prediction. Pain. Ferris, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Fabulous. Ferris.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing today?
What's going on, my man?
I'm good, man. How was that vacation?
It sucked, but what are you going to do? Every once in a while, you get it done.
Yeah, but look, before I get to my last point, every day this week, I'm sporting a different Hungry Dog t-shirt.
Oh, I love it, Ferris.
Leading up to the game.
That's fantastic.
For the game, I'm putting on the Mike Quick throwback. And this is a...
Do me a favor, Ferris, turn your radio down, because I think
no, it's not. No, the radio's not on.
Okay, because I heard it on the back. Anyway, so you got the Mike Quick Hungry Dog?
Yeah, I got the Mike Quick, man, throwback shirt. There you go, that's better. I got the Mike Quick throwback jersey.
Nice.
That's when I'm going to be sporting Sunday.
Very cool, man. I like it.
Yeah.
Now, where are you watching the game? Home with everybody? What are you doing?
I'm watching at home, man. I got the recliner. I'm taking up both cups. I got a table on the side. I'm setting up shop there. So I don't even have to get up until halftime.
My man. Look, you're ready to go, Ferris.
Yes. And here's what I'm doing, right? If I had a chance to, the game that I would watch before the game to get me going.
Yeah.
Would be that Houston game, man, the House of Pain.
Oh, my God. Junis, that game is so legendary and so infamous at the Astrodome against the Houston Oilers.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, what they did.
Hey, and the thing I remember at the end of the game, what Jerome said? He said they can have the house. We brought the pain.
Yeah, I love it, Ferris. That's right, baby.
Yes,
I love it, dude.
Have a good one.
Thanks, Ferris.
Hey, FanFest?
Yes.
The first one's on me.
Oh, I love it. Thank you. I can't wait to see him. Give you a big hug. You got the tickets, right?
Yeah, I got them.
All right, good.
Thanks, good. Have a good one.
You're the best, buddy. Thanks, Ferris.
I can't wait for FanFest, man.
It's going to be awesome.
Getting closer.
Yeah. Going to be awesome. By the way, Dustin on the YouTube chat, he's our running back scout. He's our man. Always chimes in something.
Always, man. I love Dustin.
So we appreciate Dustin. You're going to be our running back scout. That's cool. All this talk about these games, like, this is awesome. I can't wait for it. I can't wait for 1 o'clock.
Dude. Yeah, man. It's going to be
Sunday.
It's going to be awesome.
Are you kidding? I hope they win.
That'd be nice. I wish they were at home.
I really do. I hope they win.
I wish they were at home.
Yeah.
I kind of do.
I hate the Falcons. You know, I do. You know why I hate the Falcons? I just hate that town. It's a bad sports town.
They just lost to the Hawks.
Yeah, I know.
We have that, too.
And I hate the Falcons. I do.
Hate the Braves.
Hate the Braves.
Is there anything, seriously, hate the Braves. Hate the Hawks now.
Yes.
Trae Young.
Yes.
Weird haircut.
I don't like that. I never liked that city, too. I used to hate going there. And I used to go there all the time. And I used to hate having to travel there. Everything was Delta. Delta, Delta, Delta,
really?
Delta, Delta. Delta and Peachtree Street. The bleep out of here with Delta. That airport was horrible. Hate that place. Fake. It's a fake me out town, too. I'm sorry, Johnny DeKay. Anyway, we got lots of great calls. This is a day to renew your Eagles vows. Cuz Radio with Chunis as we hang out. So, 1 o'clock Saturday is the day. Sunday, excuse me, is the day. And 1 o'clock kickoff, make sure that you're ready. Because everything's key about timing. And what I'm talking about is the food. Yeah. Make sure you're prepared. And when I tell you about food, and I tell you about football food, what am I talking about? Primo Hoagies. That's right. The greatest Primo Hoagies. I've been telling you about Primos and football for almost 20 years now. Yep. So the original on Rittner Street was my grandmother would go get us hoagies. And they were the greatest. Like, oh, my God. Amazing. And what really stands out is There's over 90 franchise locations now, and it's never changed. It's the same taste. It's the same great roll all the time, the seeded roll that's baked fresh in store. I mean, that taste, they slice the great Thuman deli meats real nice and thin. Man, do they know how to make a hoagie. They know how to make meatball sandwiches, and now they even have cheesesteaks and a lot of Primos, which are fabulous. Make sure you go to PrimoHoagies.com for all the locations. And remember, when we're talking about football, food, you got to know Primos. But remember this. I've always said it, and I mean it. It's not just a hoagie. It's a Primo.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, we got Nick Sirianni coming up. Pumped up to hear this. Don't forget, 11 o'clock hour brought to you by Golden Nugget Jewelers, where Philly gets engaged. Here he is.
Oh, it's important, but you know, we have a job to do, and we have a limited amount of time to get everything done we need to get done. So that's first, and then, but we tried to do everything in a way where we're not wasting time, where we're very efficient with what we do and can get a lot of information watched and talked about done. So very important for us, that we do take our mental health and our physical health to mind. So when we're, you know, to make sure that we're fresh, but that, you know, really when you do talk about that, it's, you catch up a little bit at the end of the week. You know, sometimes you're going to see me on Wednesdays. It's going to look like I haven't slept, but that end of the week, we catch up on that a little bit more than anything.
Nick, this is your first planning week. So can you kind of take the fans through your process? You talk about collaborative. Do you hand out third downs to certain coaches, red zone? How does that work?
Everything's together. There's just nothing. If I'm going to call the game, it's hard. It's going to be really hard for me to hand anything out to somebody without my hand on it. Right, and that's, so I like to do it together, and I like to all be in the same room so we know what everyone's thinking, and that's everything. That's run game, that's screens, that's first and second down, that's third down, that's red zone, that's tight red zone runs, that's low red zone runs, that's 2 minute, that's 4 minute, that's backed up. There's just, we're gonna do everything together, and it you know, it goes a little bit longer, you get a little less sleep that way, but if you're gonna call the game, I just think you got to have your hand in everything and understand the why behind why you're calling everything. And that's going to be, you know, that's just really important to me, and that's just the way I've always operated in this game planning thing.
What's been the process of trying to figure out how opposing defenses will play Jalen Hurts and his set of skills?
Yeah, you sometimes you don't know. I get it. So you have to go, you know, no matter if it's Jalen or I'm going back to my last year with Phillip Rivers or if it's Andrew Luck, you always try to watch somebody who's like you, right? The offenses that you watch, are you want to go and watch them like the teams that you're like, right? So, and that's the same thing when, you know, you have a dominant receiver or a dominant tight end. You want to watch the games of how a defensive coordinator thinks about players and how he thinks about schemes. So the process is who's kind of like us or who that we think we're going to be like, and let's watch the game against them to see how they attack them. Because really, at the end of the day, we're not all that different. Like when we're playing similar defenses, of course, when we think about plays that we're gonna run, we think about it like, hey, what did we run against this defense against a guy who was kind of like him? So they're no different than us. You know, I've been around a bunch of defensive coordinators, and they seem to be no different than us as offensive coordinators. And so that's kind of our process of how we go through it.
Tell me about, you have four defenders really making their debut out of the
You know what? That's just been a conversation Oh, as you're saying, I gotcha. You're saying in general what Eagles football is not what we are as a team and what we've been talking about every day. I think that, you know, we've definitely talked about our core values and everything like that. So we know, I think we know exactly who we are in this building. I know we know exactly who we are in this building and what core values are important to us and what things are important to us, et cetera, et cetera. But we've also done a good job, I think, as a staff and as a team talking about the history that this team has, that the city has, right? And how good of fans we have and how passionate of fans we have. So that's been being discussed from early on. Just what, how special it is. Hey, you guys that haven't played for the Philadelphia Eagles or coached, you know, how special it actually is here in this city with the fans that we have. And so we've been talking about that. We have a division rival board up here. I know we're not playing a division rival, but that kind of shows that. And on this big screen, that it shows the plays that were made against all the division rivals. And it shows the fans a lot too, just going crazy against those division rivals too. So we've talked a lot about who we are as a team. And then we've also talked about this city, this organization, and the history that it has and the proud tradition that it has.
The relationship between coach and quarterback is about as important as any. How have you worked to grow that with Jalen since you got here? And you know, what's the dynamic like on game week, you know, once you get
into the game? Sure. I'm in every quarterback meeting. I'm in every offensive meeting and, you know, running quarterback meetings. You know, we kind of run quarterback meetings a little different. Like, Brian has a part that he runs, Shane's has a part that he runs, and then I have a part that I run when we're talking about the plays that we're running that week, and when we're watching the film. So, you know, it's just like you kind of, like, when you're in all those meetings, the quarterback meetings go longer, right? I mean, there's a schedule that's out, and it says, hey, this quarterback's, or the team goes from here to here. Quarterback meetings go longer. They start earlier, they go longer. That's just the way it is, and we're in there the whole time. So part of you with the quarterback, you have no choice but to grow closer, right? It's like you get closer just because of the time that you spend with them. But we're also obviously, I joke about that because, you know, I'm saying Jalen. Jalen has to be close to me because I'm in those meetings with him all the time. But no, and it's just other ways to do that. Like, you know, it's important that we don't just have a football relationship, right? And that's important for me with every player on our team, that I have more than a surface level relationship with our players, right? There's more to it. And so that's connecting on different things, right? You know, I text them after the Alabama game. I text them after the Oklahoma game. He's got two teams I can kind of razz him about. You don't really get to razz him about Alabama too much. But no, so it's finding different ways to connect family. You know, he's got a dad that's a high school football coach. I really am interested in how he's doing as a coach and how his team's doing, because I know that's important to me with my brother who's a coach.
How much do you think the offense has changed since you probably came in with your offense? How much has it changed since you've had Jalen to cater to his skill sets?
Yeah, I think that's that you'll see on Sunday. That the answer to that question, as for competitive reasons, I don't really want to answer that question right now. But you'll see a little bit more on that, and I can answer that for you a little bit better this upcoming week.
How prepared do you feel you are going into this game, as well as this team? I'm sure you're excited trying to keep those emotions in check, but as far as preparation days away, how do you feel heading this team?
You know, I've said this to a couple people that, like, you know, every day in training camp was this preparation to how do you get better every day? How do you leave yesterday, or how do you leave the day better than you were the day before? And I really believe, because of the players that we have on this team that know how to win and know how to play and know how to practice, we did that gradually. And then that sets you up for a position where you're like, now I'm ready for game one, right? And so, you know, you don't even think about that in training camp, but it's a very important step that you're making those steps along the way to when you get to this Monday or you get to this Wednesday, you're ready to say, now it's the preparation of this week to be ready. So I definitely feel like we put ourselves in a position to be ready to be here right now. And now there's still a lot. The hay's not in the barn yet, right? There's still a lot of work to be done. But right now, you know, in the obviously in the things that are in right now, you know, first and second down, third down, that's in right now, we feel confident that we're that we're ready. But we also know this too, that there's a lot of unknowns. Like, they have an they have that same type of advantage, if you will, that we have, right? That we don't know exactly what they're going to do. And that's what's great about football. You can have a plan, right? You can have this beautiful plan, but you better be able to know how to adjust and what you want to adjust to based off of what they're doing. So feel very confident and ready, but we also feel very confident and ready that we're going to be able to adjust when need be, because that's how we live and that's how we call football games.
Following up on that answer, you obviously have a background with Arthur Smith being in the AFC South, but like you said, it's kind of a guessing game. How is that guessing game going for you this first week on the job, you know, game planning wise?
Yeah, you know, again, it's studying old tapes. So I think it's we're in a good spot right now. I got a ton of respect for Arthur and his abilities as a coach. He's a great person as well. And he's going to have their guys ready to play. You saw it over and over again that his teams were well coached. You know, the offenses that he ran were well coached. They were fundamentally sound. And they knew how to attack a defense. And he did what his players did best. So I respect the heck out of that. I know it's going to be a challenge for us with Arthur.
Has Ryan Johnson been able to give you any insight on Kyle Pitts at all?
Of course. Yeah. I mean, that went all the way back to when we were evaluating him, right? I mean, so, you know, Brian's been able to give us a ton of insight on him. And so, you know, the one thing that keeps coming back is that he's a really good player. And so, we know we're going to have to handle him and handle things that he can do.
Is there more of an unknown with Jalen Hurts going into this game than, let's say, you guys with Matt Ryan, just because he's been around for so long?
I think probably a little bit. Yeah, I think probably a little bit. Matt's played a lot of games, a lot of years. He's a heck of a football player. He's just always feels like with him, like, again, that, you know, he knows exactly where to go with the football, when to go with the football, what time to go with the football with it, and he's a very accurate passer, and he does it year after year after year after year. So, you know, and I know Arthur's a good coach, and I know good coaches do what their players do well. So, you know, you can expect that a little bit more there, you know, just because of the years that Matt's played. I think that's a great question.
How'd you come? Follow up to Tim's question and Jessica's. Are you at the point with Jalen yet, or Jalen at the point with the offense yet, where you know the plays and concepts that you might prefer, or is that more trial and error after a few games?
I think we're pretty close there. It's never perfect because you're always going to have some game plan plays that you haven't done a ton of, and that's why I meet with him all week, right? And if I like something and Shane likes something and Brian likes something and we love it and he hates it, we ain't gonna run it, you know. So that's just something that. So yes, we're to that point, but we also it's an ongoing thing, because sometimes you don't like something against a certain defense or whatever it is. So that's an ongoing conversation, ongoing thing. But I think we're there. We're pretty close.
COVID testing with so many players coming back from being all over the country.
Yeah, right now we're good. We're in a good spot.
How much of a challenge is it for first game with Jalen facing a Dean Pease defense with the multiple, you know, defenses, the looks on the front, but different coverages in the back end?
Oops, sorry. It's studying that tape. Coach Pease always has challenges that he presents you. We're studying the heck out of the tape, again, we're just getting prepared with the plays that we have in against the defenses. But, yeah, a guy like Dean Pease, who's had a ton of success in this league, he always presents challenges, and we're going to have to be ready for him. Jalen's going to have to be ready for him. The entire team's going to have to be ready for him.
Expectation, I guess, for him is to be a number one tight end. Are you concerned at all? How has he handled the adjustment to his role? And we've seen it before with players that let their contracts affect them. How is that any concern of yours?
Sure. You know, I'm not going to discuss the contract, obviously, or any player's contract, my contract, any player's contract. But I know that Dallas has been a pro, and I know that I enjoy being around Dallas every day. I know we're going to try like heck to get Dallas the football because he's a really good player. He's one of our really good players on this team. And I just see him come to work every day to get better every day. You know, that's not my area either. And so we have our coach player relationship, and, yeah, I see him was working his tail off every day to get better and meeting hard every day. And I got a lot of confidence in him. Glad he's on this football team.
Earlier, Tech, you mentioned that the RPO game wasn't something that you had a ton of experience with. What has it been like? Do you feel more comfortable with those plays?
Well, I think if you really look at what I said I didn't have a ton of experience with it going into the Indy years, right? And so that's why we brought our tight end coach back in Indy, Tom Manning, who's now the offensive coordinator at Iowa State. That's why we brought him in there. That's why we brought Kevin Petullo into Indy, because he was with the Texas A&M the year before that. So, you know, these last 3 years, you know, I've gotten, and obviously Philadelphia and those in that 2017 had a lot of success with RPO. So, you know, we've been in it pretty hard here, but, you know, you're always learning new things about it, right? You're learning new things from, especially that's what one of the reasons Brian Johnson's here is to grow that area of the RPO. So, you know, obviously, again, when you, some of these plays we've been running for 10 years, some of these plays 3 years, right? And so you're constantly learning more about it, but I feel like we're in a really good spot there, and it's a advantage to the, you know, hey, you can't block a guy, read him. I mean, that's how I was taught the thing a long time ago. Don't want to block him, read him. So it's good for the offense, but you got to know the problems that present.
Contract year is something that you have to be cognizant of, and what have you seen through your career in terms of how it affects someone? Does it you know, could have the opposite of effect?
Sure, yeah, sure. And I think that definitely can. And I think that that's a good point. You know, as a head coach, you know, again, I'm more involved in that than I was as a coordinator. But I haven't handled it any differently so far. And you know, until I need to, I probably won't handle it any differently than I have in the past.
All right. Thanks, Nick.
Thanks, guys. All right, there he is, Nick Sirianni, the Wednesday before the opener. I got to tell you, I mean, I thought he was great. A lot of things I liked. I do appreciate that he wants to know his players on another level. Like, he said, we're just not connecting through football. He goes, you know, I'm going to text Jalen Hurts and, you know, talk about college, Alabama. It's not just about the work day, but it's on a different level. And I think he's, you know, we talk about emotional intelligence a lot, right? Because Doug was very good. I think Nick has a lot of that. I think he's very likable. I think he's good. He sounds like a really good communicator. There's a lot of stuff that I liked what I heard. You know, I mean, it all makes sense.
Yeah, that really stood out to me too, the relationship factor with Hurts, because I mean, you just look back to what happened last year with Doug. I mean, I don't know what's true and what's not true between Doug and Carson Wentz, but there's all those reports that they stopped communicating with one another. Like, they used to have, it was Thursday morning meetings, just the two of them, and apparently those meetings stopped. Now, what's true, what's not, we heard other things that they continued to see each other Thursday morning, but I don't know. When those reports come out there, you go, oh, well, that's not good. And they never spoke to each other on the sideline. Like, it looked like a bad relationship between the two of them.
Yeah, it did.
So to hear that he's texting him about Oklahoma and Alabama, right, just college games, like, hey, you know, are you watching and whatnot. I mean, that stood out to me. I like that. And I also liked it. He wants to know whether or not Hurts likes plays.
Well, that was really good, because that was something he said. Listen, if I like it and my OC likes it and my quarterback's coach likes it and – but Jalen doesn't like it, we're not running.
Yeah, that's good.
It is good, because it shows you that he's malleable and he's not married. It's like he can work with his guy and not shove the square peg in the round hole. And look, I think this coaching staff, I get that sense. You know, one thing that Sirianni had said before that I really liked was, you know, we're going to game plan. I'm not going to run just because it's my offense. I want to try to exploit weaknesses.
Yeah.
And we've seen that from a defensive standpoint. Jonathan Gannon says that, you know, same thing. He's going to look at it and let the opponent dictate how he's going to run and how he's going to run his defense, which I think is smart, man. It's about game planning and not being, you know, rigid and married to, oh, this is the way I'm doing it, and that's that.
Right. And I get having a system, and that's what you came up with. I understand that.
Yeah, but the system's wide.
Right.
Like, you can make the system fit what you need to do.
Well, what did we talk about last year and in years past?
Well, Doug,
Carson Wentz was always good outside the pocket.
Right. And Doug didn't want to move him. And we always, look, it's funny because he's talking about RPOs, and probably Jalen, you need some RPOs for Jalen. Because that could work more. I thought it messed up Wentz's time. I didn't like heavy RPO with Wentz. They only incorporated in the offense because of Nick had success with it. Foles had success
exactly.
With that. So then they tried to shove it down Carson. Listen, I get it. It's, you know, it's a way. Sirianni's right when he says, hey, if you can't block them, you read them. And that's true. I mean, you want to confuse the guy.
Right, exactly.
But I thought it hurt Wentz from a throwing standpoint.
Yeah, and then just all the other things. Like that was Doug's system right there and not getting out of the pocket. And then,
yeah, dude, I liked all the stuff that he said.
Good press conference.
Yeah.
And I liked that he said, hey, you know, we have a game plan that we feel confident in, but you got to be ready to adjust. And we're ready to make adjustments mid-game because Doug didn't do it. I don't want to keep on bashing Doug.
No, but
he didn't make adjustments last year.
No, Doug is just source of reference because he's the last coach.
Yeah, he was awful last year. There were adjustments made in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you're down 30 points when you're entering the fourth quarter.
Listen, he's very logical, and I think he's personable. And that makes him likable. Yaney, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's happening, Yaney?
Yanni,
what's up, Yanni?
What's going on, man?
How are you, buddy?
I'm good. What's it called? we're going down to Georgia on Thursday, baby.
You're going to the game?
Oh, yeah. Eight of us.
Yanni, that's awesome.
Uh-huh.
Oh, dude.
It's going to be the first stadium I've gone to outside of ours.
Oh, my God. I love it. What time's your flight?
No, I'm going to drive. So
you're driving to Atlanta. Wow.
Six of us are driving.
Oh, it's fantastic.
My buddy had moved down to Georgia. He lives down there. Now, unfortunately, he's a Cowgirls fan. So, I know. So, yeah. Whatever. And then my cousin, unfortunately, is a Packers fan. He's flying down, but the rest of us were Eagles fans.
That's awesome, dude. You're going to drive down to Georgia.
Yeah.
Now you got a place to stay, and then you're going to invade the town.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, I love it, man.
Yeah.
I want to see you guys in like Buckhead with all your green on, man.
Well, this is what I was debating. So I got a Dawkins jersey and I got a Westbrook throwback. You know the yellow and baby blue?
Yes.
So I'm debating.
I think you got to go Dawkins. Like you got to share. Yeah, here's why though. Because you want to when you're going on the road, you got to give me the colors. You know what I mean? I know that uniform in it, but it's not Eagle color. That was a different, you know. You got to go.
Rep the green.
You got to go that way, brother. Yeah.
So, my happy place, I know the lady already mentioned it, but this is why I always think back to this day. I used to work in a tavern, real small little bar, and that day we were playing the Lions. We were all snowed in, and even the owner was there, and literally I was a cook there, but I wasn't cooking no food. I was literally drinking beers, watching the game with all the regulars, like while the whole place was just snowed in. And if somebody needed some food, whatever, you know, they got a sloppy cheesesteak or whatever they wanted, and we just went right back to watching the game.
Oh my God! So where was the tavern? We're right in Northeast.
Bethair's Tavern.
Oh, that's awesome.
It would be Feasterville.
Okay,
I'm gonna say.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Dude, that's awesome. Those moments, like when you're the snow and you're inside somewhere like that, in that situation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a blast. Yeah, Yanni, awesome stuff.
Dude, one more thing, too, what Chuna said. Dude, I hate the Hawks now. I know exactly what you mean. I'm going to hate them forever now. I never minded them, but I hate the Hawks now.
I agree. And it's the whole other thing, man. I don't want to lose it. I can't lose to that town again.
No. It's because of what's his name? The young kid, whatever he did with him.
Trey Young,
not Trey Young, the other one. They're power forward or something. He made a shirt with Embiid.
Oh, What's his face? Oh my
John,
God.
Not Johnson.
Collins. John
Collins, yeah. Oh my God, dude, I'll forever hate him.
Yeah, I know. That was weak.
Yeah.
Week.
Well, let's go Birds.
Go Birds. Let's have a great trip, man.
Thank you.
That's awesome. Let us know how you made out, all right?
All right, I'll call you back. Yeah.
All right, buddy. Thank you. That's awesome. It's a great trip, man.
Yes, it is.
And when you got six guys going down, I don't mind driving.
No, it's a good time.
Because then it's fun. Then you have a blast. Like, you're going down there. That's a great time, dude.
Speaking of shirts regarding that series, I'll tell you on the other side. Your boy, the Rome. He created a shirt for FanFest.
He did?
Yeah, I'll tell you about it.
Oh, wow. I'm looking forward to it. All right. We got one open line you want to sneak in. It's renew your Eagles vows as we get ready for Sunday. The NFL is back. Oh, yeah. Tomorrow night, DraftKings, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, is giving all customers the opportunity to participate in this year's no-brainer offer. Yeah, DraftKings Sportsbook has moved the spread to Tampa Bay +73. Yep, for all customers. That means you can still cash in as long as the reigning champs don't lose by 74 against Dallas. And if you haven't tried it yet, DraftKings giving new customers $200 in free bets instantly when they bet $1 or more on any football game. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use code FANATIC. New customers bet $1 on any football game and receive $200 in free bets instantly. Code FANATIC this week at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only. Free bet promotion for new customers only. Minimum $5 deposit. Max wage limits apply. One per customer. Restrictions apply in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Noon across the Delaware Valley. Tunis!
What's up, man?
We're so giddy, man.
Yeah.
To losers. Yes.
But that's okay.
I am so excited.
Yeah, dude, like tomorrow, I can't wait.
Yeah.
Like, I just can't wait to watch legit football. You know me. I'm kind of anti-preseason.
Yeah.
I wasn't in week 1 preseason.
Yeah, man.
I watched, but I wasn't in.
No.
And then the third preseason game, when you find out that nobody's playing, I'm watching that dreck.
Now it's here. That's real.
Yeah, so I can't wait.
Yeah.
And you know they're going to do all kinds of pomp and circumstances tomorrow leading up to the game. Like, tomorrow's a pregame show day. When you actually watch it.
Yeah. I like the NBC pregame.
Okay.
I think.
Right. It's got the coach.
That's Dungy. Yeah. Who else is on it? Oh, Dan Patrick?
Dan Patrick hosts it. Dungy.
Yeah, no, I like the NBC.
The safety from the Patriots.
Oh, yeah, Harrison.
Yes.
Rodney Harrison. Yes, I actually like that.
Then you got your boy Florio doing a few hits.
Yeah,
there.
He stinks. But by the way, is there any more joyless guy than Florio? He looks like Dracula.
Yeah, he has no happiness. And then his website.
I like his website.
Yeah, but it does like a lot of the. Here's a story from another reporter from another town.
He's an aggregate guy. That's how the whole thing started.
Yeah.
All he did was aggregate, get all the content from all the beat writers and put it together in one spot.
Yeah. Well, good for him. He did it,
and he kept up with it, and he was able to post it. But I remember guys in the league would always go there. because he would always do the turds.
Okay.
And I guys would quote him. I remember talking to guys in the league that talked about it. So, but I agree with you.
He seems miserable.
NBC
TV.
Talking NFL.
Yes.
Not that little, like, Pat. Yo, my man. Like, because he's got no personality. And then he's sunken in with the, he's like bone white, right? With the dyed dark hair.
Yeah.
He looks like he's a crypt keeper.
And think about it, like, you hear this music, and you want to get fired up. He's like, well, let me tell you about today's injury report.
Oh, shut up. Oh, dude. I'm going to stick a firecracker in his keister.
Today, you're going to be watching the Dallas Cowboys take on the defending Super Bowl champion, Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Don't you want to just, like, shock him? Like, I want to tase him. Yeah. Maybe I'll wake you up, dude. What's your problem? But I like that pregame show. I like Dan Patrick a lot.
Yes.
So I like Dungy. Harris is all right. I don't like all the 17, the army of 17 dudes in the pregame show.
I like watching like the ESPN stuff in the morning because they do the live look-ins with some of the local guys, like Tim McManus does stuff. I like that.
Yeah.
I like NFL Network. I think they do a good job.
Mikey G?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, I hear you. But I've become, it's so weird, I've become anti-pregame show. I love the pregame. It was my favorite part. Was the pregame show. I can't do it anymore. None of it. You know why? It's just all nonsense. But I put it on, and it's funny. Nikki said this yesterday when we were talking about it on the show. And I said, I put it on. He said, I put it on at 12:52.
Yeah, exactly.
And I do the same thing. Like, I want to see, like, this way it starts. Right? At 12:52, they start to go around the league, and they give you pictures from stadiums. That's all I want to see.
Right, exactly.
Instead,
this is what you get. It's like, welcome to the Fox pregame show.
Yeah. Hey, let me ask you a question. Is there anything less interesting than picks?
Tune in at 1:30.
No. Listen, we give you interesting picks, like good picks. And by the way, we give you a lot of winners. Last year, we were on a ridiculous clip.
We're totally ridiculous.
We made money, but we're gonna do it against the line. We're gonna give you real bets that you can do it. But when I say pick, like they'll do the game, right? I'll go, well, who wins the game? They're not even talking about the line,
right?
They're going like, who is the game? And they have this logo. Oh, it's Steelers. Oh, Browns.
And then Rob Riggle's picks.
Who you got, coach? It's, Browns. He's not even, and you know the dude's, he's not even Jimmy Johnson, whoever it is, isn't even paying attention to it.
Are you really playing Rob Riggle's picks?
I hate Rob Riggle. We talked about him yesterday.
Yeah.
I want a blunt object.
Yeah, a frying pan or a wok.
The wok is a great idea. Love the wok concept. All right, let's get back to the phone. So to our friends. Frankie, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Frank.
Hey, boys, how you doing?
What's up, buddy?
I was going down the turnpike today. I was up in Linden, New Jersey. I'm wearing my Eagles cap, Kelly Green Eagles cap that I got back in the Buddy Ryan era. And I was getting dirty looks from this guy, right? And he's wearing a Mets hat. And I went, dude, you're giving me the hairy eyeball wearing that rag on your head? And he went, you're not wrong.
Oh, that's so fabulous.
Yeah, I mean, it was a real funny minute for me and not so funny for him.
Oh, that's great.
I got two happy places. I do a time warp for both of them. Okay.
Yeah.
My first one is sitting in my mom's kitchen, watching the 1981 NFC Championship game, drinking Joe Ortlieb's Mean Green Pony beers.
The pony beer.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, my God.
And then I time warp fast forward 10 years to the body bag game.
Oh, dude, that's a great one.
I mean, they were two of the greatest moments in my Eagle life other than the Super Bowl. But that body bag game was bringing me back.
You know, it's true. It's funny. I was telling Tunis that watching, I still go back happy place watching that Eagles defense, that Buddy Ryan defense, and
they were nasty.
I mean, how about when he would? I mean, he'd give you all out blitzes, right? He's going man zero and throwing everybody, and the quarterback just had no time to not even throw the ball away. Like engulfed.
It was scary. It was scary what Ryan conceived in Chicago and then brought here.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it really solidified a lot of Eagles fandom that had been lost for years.
Yeah.
Because of, you know, I mean, after Vermeil left, you know, I mean, Marion Campbell was like, "Ben, but don't break." And we were like, no, break, and then break them again.
Yeah.
And I mean, you know, there was a whole lot of fans that were lost in that era that Buddy Ryan brought back.
What do you think? I'm curious to bring it today. What you think? What do you think of Nick Sirianni?
I was listening to his press conference, and this morning they were talking about how Doug used to never say why he did something.
Yeah.
Right? And the first thing Nick Sirianni said was, you know, well, there's going to be a why we did this. And I'm like, either he's listening to the radio or we got the right guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know? And I mean, I think that's what it is. I think that you might have the right guy. And what the cool part about this, Anthony, is the rest of the league knows just about as much as we do.
Right.
About this Eagles staff. So they're all going to be guessing. And
that's
they're all
going to
be playing like the first three games of the year are all going to be like preseason games. So nobody knows what anybody's going to do. And the fact that you have somebody who's a wild card that you don't know anything about at all might give the Eagles a slight advantage. That being said, I'm just going to enjoy the year. I don't have my expectations up. I told you just back at the Mike Miss Open. I'm just like ready to just watch and see what happens with these young guys and see how they develop. And God, I hope that Jalen turns out so we can use that draft capital on defense and turn this team into a monster. You know,
I'm with you. So listen, I love your mentality. Love it. I absolutely love your. I feel the same way.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we're kindred spirits. Both our grandfathers were barbers. I know what's up, man. I'll see you guys. Me and my son AJ will see you at the Fan Fest.
I love it, Frank. What a pleasure, man. Enjoy Sunday, buddy.
I will. I can't wait, man.
Thanks,
I'm pent up. I'm all goosebumpy.
I love it. I love it, buddy. Take care. See, that's awesome, dude. Goosebumpy. I'm goosebumpy right now.
Yeah, it's awesome. Getting fired
up.
I know your plans are really no longer involved with pregame show, but would you do anything different this Sunday? It's the first game. Or are you still just going to read in the morning, have your cup of coffee?
But now it's different, right? Because, you know, I got a football game Saturday.
Okay.
So here's my Saturday. So, you know, I do the Saturday morning thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I do that college football show. Then Massimo has a game at 12:30 in Marlton.
Okay.
Then Anthony has a game at 3. Massimo's a baseball game. Then Anthony has a football game at 3 o'clock in Mullica Hill.
Okay.
Then Massimo has another baseball game at 4:45 because it's the tournament
in
Marlton, right? So, and then I don't know if they play the next day.
Okay.
Now,
so Sunday might be relaxation time too, leading up to the game.
Well, that and is it wrong? I hope nobody's listening, but
is it wrong that you want them to lose?
No. I don't want them to. I can't listen. I want them to win, right? But should they lose and Sunday is free to watch the game?
Oh, darn.
You know, I mean, I'm not going to be brokenhearted.
Right.
He may be, but yeah. I'm not, you know.
Yeah, I hear you.
So I'm just, All I'm praying is that if they win and they're playing on Sunday,
that it's early.
That it's right.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I'm going, play early, 10 guys.
A.m.
Yeah. Let me, enjoy a little birds. Because all I really want to do, I don't care. And it's funny because did you look at the weather on Sunday?
No. Beautiful?
Dude, it's going to be, here it is, 80.
Dude.
Yeah, I just saw it. 88 and sunny.
Wow.
All sun, like, you know, on the iPhone?
Yeah.
It's just got the big sun. 88 and sunny.
That's nice.
86.
That's nice. For all those people with the outdoor TVs.
Right.
Oh, my God.
See,
gorgeous.
Sunday's a day to actually be down the shore. Is your place doing it?
I don't know if they still are. It's a good question. I know my dad's a big watch the game with the Elks, but the Laguna down there used to.
Where you
to.
Watch the game on the beach.
Yeah, but I wonder if it's because it's during the day. It might be hard to see. I don't know what they're doing. I could check out.
I'm just curious. I think it's cool.
By the way, the Sunday Night Football pregame changed.
Oh, yeah?
Drew Brees is now on it with a full head of hair. All of a sudden, Mike Tirico's doing the studio stuff. So he's like the main guy.
Tirico, not Dan Patch.
Yeah, with Drew Brees and Tony Dungy. You still got your Florio there. You're going to love this. Steve Kornacki is their analytics insider.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Chris Sims, who I don't think is any good. He's there.
Oh, my God.
Maria Taylor, who does a good job. And then yes, on site, Rodney Harrison's no longer in studio.
He's not? Where is he?
He is now on site at the game.
Well, that's cool.
With Jack Collinsworth, who, last name helped you out there.
Oh, yeah, he's horrible.
I'm not a...
Yeah, I don't like Jack either. I'm out on Jack.
And let's face it.
No, I know.
Listen, I'm sure he worked hard to get to where he's at.
Listen, I don't like the father. Do you like the father? Because I don't.
No. He was upset the Eagles won.
I know he was. Beavis, I still got something against Beavis. Is he Beavis or Butthead? I always forget which one he looks like. I thought it was Beavis.
One. Yeah, we'll go with Beavis, but we can call him Butthead.
Yeah, I can't stand him. And so I can't stand his son either. And I agree with you. I'm out. I'll be tuning in 8:20.
Like Jack Collinsworth, I'm trying to find out how old he is. Like he's probably like 30.
Who cares how old he is? It's just that...
Exactly. You got to look at this job he's got.
Nepotism.
Well, now.
Right. You know. Let's go to Chucky. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Chuck.
What's going on, everybody?
What's happening, Chuck?
Oh, my goodness. I'm out here working on the water, trying to walk away from this trencher so that y'all don't hear all that noise. I'm very, very excited. I'm so excited. I cannot wait. I'm gonna throw out some new game day nachos this year. Like I was talking about Saturday, it was cool talking to you and everything. Getting excited about Fan Fest. And, man, I'm just really excited. I like hearing everybody. You know, it's been weird because everybody's been on this Ben Simmons thing. But, you know, it's nice to hear everybody start to get pumped up because I haven't heard it over. I mean, normally it's a month and everybody's pumped
up. I know.
Up,
so. No, now we got it.
Everybody's we're getting back. It. Everybody's starting to get it.
Yes.
And I know you've been pumped up. And you were sad 2 weeks ago because you seemed like you were the only one that
well,
was
the preseason
around thinking,
game. Yeah.
Yeah,
the Jonas
was
not
excited,
into it.
You know? Yeah. So, Trinus, are you into it now?
Of course, man. I just knew that Jalen Hurts would play two series, and that was about it.
Awesome. I'll tell y'all right now, man, my wife found a steal, man. She found this nice condo right by the Reading Terminal place. And so we changed out of our hotel, and now we're going to be in this really nice condo and stuff. Man, I'm really looking forward to it. It's just going to be epic.
Now, the pronunciation is Reading Terminal. Right?
Reading Terminal.
Yes, and know the Reading Terminal, which you'll love. Did you go there before the first time when you came up?
No, we didn't make it over there, but my wife and my son have sat and probably watched 50 videos of people that just record. Do you know that there's people that ride around Philly all day long and just record and they post it every day?
Yes.
They just ride around with a camera and they post every, like there's one place where all the zombie people are, I guess where all the heads are, Kensington, they tell us to stay away from there. And,
Don't worry about that.
You know.
It's cool. It's all cool.
So I'm looking forward to seeing y'all, and I'm going to be so excited because, you know, Eagles are going to be in town that week, so I know that everything's going to be awesome. I'm ready for my wife to see the downtown, and I can't wait to see all the nice people in Philly because they are the nicest people you've ever met. And if you don't believe me, go there because Philly is the city of brotherly love. E-I-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
There you go, Chucky! There you go, Chuck. No, every city's got that where...
Yeah. Come on now.
You're walking through the city. It's a walking tour, different cities, neighborhoods, you know. Now, the one, they do a thing. I know what he's talking about. There's the thing where they call it the hood, whatever it is. I don't know. Don't worry about that.
Enjoy the reading terminal.
Now you can't do that. I got to give him the correct pronunciation.
Reading terminal.
I know you're excited, but let me ask you a question, because the biggest difference from a couple weeks ago was it was the height of the Tunis train.
Yeah.
So we check the status of the train every day. It's like, you know, pilots, they check the aircraft before you take off. Now you're checking the Tunis train after, I mean, I can't believe that, dude, Lauer shuts him out.
Yeah, no, it was awful.
I mean, are you kidding me? And Noel is Noel, even though he was hurt, let down by his defense a little bit.
But he again had 60 pitches through three innings.
Dude, and what is it with the two strike cookies?
Yeah, it was three straight batters that he gave up hits to that were all hanging curveballs, because the bro was all upset about Freddie Galvis, which he's right. Galvis has to make that play, but I don't know. How about you don't throw three straight hanging curveballs to three straight batters with two strikes? It goes back to the home run against the Reds. You had him 0-2. Yeah. And you throw fastball down the pipe. What do you think is going to happen in the major leagues?
Dude, seriously.
Still running, though.
Well, no, is there any things that need to be fixed?
No, because you know who fixed it? You didn't get to see it because you were just listening. I had the video up of Sirianni.
Oh, really?
He was decked out in Phillies gear today.
Oh, yeah.
Red hat, red sweatshirt.
Phillies? Yeah.
Decked out. I'll send you a photo of him. All right. He was decked out in Phillies gear.
Dude, by the way, Collingsworth Butthead.
Okay.
Yeah, Butthead is the... so it is good. He is the Butthead.
Yes,
he is. To the T. You look at him, he's a dead ringer. All right. Lots to get to. Hanging on a Wednesday. Hey, listen, let's talk a little Golden Nugget Jewelers. It's where Philly gets engaged. And if you've met that beautiful girl and you're ready to pop the question, perfect time, right? Fall's perfect for that. Like you met, now you're thinking, all right, when am I going to get engaged? You love the coming, or the fall piece of it is really the most romantic time in the city. You plan a weekend and you can do it whole thing, but you got to get the ring first. That's where you got to go to Golden Nugget Jewelers. You got to see my man, Yaron. Yaron's going to take amazing care of you, all right? Because I don't know if you're like me, you don't have any idea or any concept of the engagement ring. You got to figure it out. So at Golden Nugget Jewelers, you go in, he'll give you the whole education, the whole dissertation on the diamond. He'll walk you through the process step by step. Make sure you get the perfect ring for your budget. So you'll pick out the diamond. You'll pick out the setting. He's got all the designers, Verraggio, Tacori, you name it. And then you'll walk away with the perfect ring ready to propose, to make it an incredible moment. Golden Nugget Jewelers. It's in the heart of Jewelers Row, 8th and Chestnut. You'll love them. I'm telling you. Check it out. Check out your own. Tell them Cuz sent you. It's Golden Nugget Jewelers, where Philly gets engaged.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, welcome back. Happy, happy Wednesday to all. By the way, our Wednesday 12:30 in our 12 o'clock hour is brought to you by our friends at Service First Heating and Air Conditioning. My man, Brian, get 0% financing for 72 months and a $500 rebate when you purchase a complete heating and cooling system from Service First. Learn more at servicefirsthvac.com. Joining us right now on the Comcast Business Hotline from ESPN. Oh, he does such a great job, man. College football, and I know he's ready to renew his Eagles vows. The great Kevin Negandhi on the Comcast Business Hotline. Comcast Business every day. This is a big day. Let Comcast Business get you ready for what's next. What's up there, my brother?
And my man, how are we doing? I love that line. Renewing my vows with the Philadelphia Eagles.
That's what we're doing today, man. We're renewing our vows because our relationship with the Eagles is precious, right? It's really, when you think about it, Kevin, the Eagles are our soulmate.
you're right. I laugh because you've nailed it. You're right. It's a good way to sum up how we feel passionately about this organization, this team, and our relationship with the fan base.
Well, think about this, right? When we talk about, you know, unconditional love, you love the Eagles. They don't do anything for you, right? You're not making money off the Eagles.
No. Nope.
Right? You're not getting anything. It's pure. Your devotion. And remember what you've given up, besides just money, but you've given up all that precious time. No greater commodity to a human being than time. And look what you've devoted. Your children, you've made your boys Eagles fans. That's love, my man.
They are so involved. We did a fantasy draft last night, and they were asking me nonstop. And then I posed some questions to the seven-year-old. And every time it was like this Eagle or that other player, it was always Eagle, regardless of the situation, regardless of the value.
Oh, that's fabulous.
That's how it is. You know, they're family. They're a family member. I would even go to that extent where no matter what, you could be mad at the family member. You could be upset. And when I say that is like a first cousin or a brother or sister or mom and dad or an uncle or an aunt. Like, no matter what, you are always going to come back. You can have the biggest blowouts and fights, but no matter what. And I would extend that to if somebody else said, you could be mad at your sibling or your family member, but if somebody else says something about it, you're fighting them.
Yeah.
And they bring the same points. You're fighting them back. But at the same time, you can say, you know, you can talk about your frustration. You can, you know, cuss them out. You can be unhappy, but you're always going to come back and love them. And that's where we're at right now. And I get what you're saying. And I love the analogy.
Well, give me your Eagles happy place. So I'll give you mine so you have an example. So my Eagle happy place is there's a corner house on the 18th and Gladstone. Between Porter and Rittner, and my cousin and I would be laying on the floor with it split up the Inquirer sports section, and the Eagles would be getting ready to play, and it would be the Eagles of Buddy Ryan's era, and watching that defense clawing and nasty, and you know sitting there on the floor watching the game, freaking out over the Eagles defense. That's my Eagles happy place. What about yours?
Man, and you were bringing up some amazing memories. My happy place would always be, you know, where I grew up. You know, I moved when I was 13, but still stayed in the town of Phoenixville. And so it was always in the living room, specifically with the sprawled out papers, like you mentioned, the Inquirer and the sports section. And it was always just watching football with my dad and my brother. My mom would come in and constantly bring food and get updates and hear us yelling and say, what happened? What happened from the kitchen? And fly right in the living room. And then hearing my dad yell at the TV screen nonstop and me trying to basically, you know, talk him down. It's going to be okay, Dad. It's going to be okay. Just look at the situation. Those were my happy moments. And it was always, there were two or three turning points with the Eagles in my youth. I think it's related to you. And that was specifically that Monday night football game against the Giants, right? When Randall does the move and, yeah, Deardorff and Al Michaels are losing their mind. And you're like, okay, these guys understand it's a big deal. And it's a big deal to everybody. And I think when Randall made the Sports Illustrated covers, the ultimate weapon, and I remember going to the mailbox and bringing it in and saying, we made it. We're on Sports Illustrated, the Philadelphia freaking Eagles with Randall as the ultimate weapon. And then there, it goes back to the buddy defenses, right? The body bag game.
Yep.
How amazing was that?
Yep.
The House of Pain game against the Oilers. Like, those, we identified with the team because of the defense and Buddy and how no one wanted to face us and what we did to Washington that game. And they were on with Brian Mitchell at quarterback. Like, there was nothing better than those, like, two or three years, week in and week out, we knew that we're going to freaking just mess you up on the defensive side because that's who we were.
Beautifully put. We're talking to Kevin Negandhi, the great Kevin Negandhi, our hometown hero, ESPN. Kev, I want to talk about Nick Sirianni for a second, because he just had his news conference, and he said a couple things that I actually love. He talked about Jalen Hurts, and he said that he's in on every offensive meeting, that if there's a play he loves and the OC loves and the QB coach loves, but Jalen does not, he won't run that play. He talked about connecting with his players on a different level, Kevin, on a level of, hey, I was texting Jalen about the Alabama game the other night. Like, he really is impressive. I like the dude. I don't know what he could do. I got a good feeling about him. What about you?
You nailed it, specifically from the news conference. And I know we've been to so many news conferences and we've heard so many things on how people can spin something or say something and mean something different. I just noticed from what Howie said today and from what Nick said today, it was the first time I felt like, and listen, actions can speak louder than words, but it was the first time I felt like, okay, they are publicly backing Jalen Hurts and they're all in right now. It was the first time I felt that way this entire offseason, specifically today. When your head coach says, we're all on the same page, but if my quarterback's not comfortable, we're not calling the play. That means a heck of a lot to a young guy entering his first full season as a starter, that they're going to work the comfort of him and not say, we're going to do what we want. We don't care. Because the way the NFL is you adjust to the talent that you have and what the talent is capable and most comfortable doing, right? And that's so important here in this situation. So I felt really comfortable with that. But the wild card is this, and I come back to it. I have no idea what to expect with this team. This is the first year, I would say, in a couple decades, I literally have no idea what to expect from this team because we have no background in understanding how Nick Sirianni is going to handle big game situations. In the final 2 minutes, down by six, what are you going to do? We have no idea how Jalen Hurts is going to handle as an NFL quarterback. It's his team, right? We have no idea how this defense is going to respond, especially that secondary. There are a lot of question marks here. This is a team that, you know, if somebody asked me the over-under, I'd say 6.5, right? At the same time, I wouldn't be surprised if they won 9 games because I literally have no idea how this team is built physically and if they could sustain injuries. but because we've seen that that has been
the depth on offensive line. Yeah, depth looks like an issue. Their line, I'm with you. Like, I'm hoping that, you know, that line could be good. I'm excited for Quez. I think Quez actually can play a little bit. Obviously, Devontae Smith. So I'm hoping the offense could do a little something. Defensively, the front really has to be the anchor here.
Mm-hmm. No doubt. There's no doubt. The defensive front's got to lead the way. When you're paying all that money up front, you're relying on experience, and there is some depth there, but they've got to apply pressure to help the backs, because it can't be Darius Slay and everybody else. It just can't.
Yeah.
That's my biggest fear, especially in a division that could throw the ball and that has phenomenal wide receivers on all three teams that they're going to face twice. I'm going into this season saying I think they're 6.5 win. So if they go over, that's great. If they hit, if they fall under 6, okay. Then let's see where we're at with the draft picks that we're going to have and the depth that we can have in rebuilding. Because like you mentioned, they don't have depth. I feel like I'm in a better situation mentally entering this season than I have been in a long, long
time. Dude, I feel the same way. It's hysterical, right? I don't know what it is, but I feel the same exact way, and I don't know. Maybe it's just because we're excited to have them back, or I don't know, but I agree with you. So what are you doing on Sunday?
Sunday's great. It's my first day of the week, so first day off. I've got my two boys who are 7 and 9, and they're in flag, and they're playing their first game, and they're on the same team for the first time ever. So I'm curious about how that dynamic works on the field. And
what
we've got
a
9:30 game.
9:30,
come back
right.
home, and then we've got family, we got friends. All they come over to the Nagandi household. We order all the food. We have all the drinks. We've got a popcorn machine. We've got dessert covered.
That's awesome.
It's going to be 81 degrees, so we got the pool as well. Like we've got a lot of things going on Sundays, which is great. And then we've got like a pool for picks that anybody that enters the house has to make their picks. We've got fantasy.
That's a great time.
Hooked up. Yeah, and it goes all the way till 11 o'clock. At the end of the night, everybody's gone, but it's just me and my two boys, and they'll fall asleep watching Sunday Night Football with me. So
That's dreamy. That's dreamy,
great.
Dude. That's
it's
it,
great.
Man. You're
and my
living.
Oldest, my 9-year-old always says this to me, Aunt, and this is the most important thing as a father. He goes, Sundays are the best days with you, Dad. And
that's awesome.
All that I care about in my life. When your son can say that to you. You've done a really, you can be really hard on yourself as a parent, but that's one of those moments where you're like, all right, I've done good on that. That's the one thing that I care about. So Sundays. And
let me ask you a question.
Wait.
That's a beautiful story.
Yeah.
And I love that. And me, I got my 8 and 11-year-old, right? So
yes, sir.
My 8-year-old has a fall baseball tournament. Now, he plays 2 games on Saturday. Now, obviously, if they win one, they'll play on Sunday. If they don't win, they don't play on Sunday.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Now, I don't have to say anything else, right?
Yeah, you don't.
Yeah.
You deep down, you want the best performance from your boys. Right on the field,
without a doubt.
If the team doesn't do well, but my boys are happy, then everybody's happy on Sunday, right?
My man.
Yeah, but you're not gonna say,
No.
So I want to. This is a situation for everybody that's listening here. I've been dealing with this with my youngest, who's 7 now, but the last 2 years he's been on the Cowboys, right? And my son, my youngest, always asked me, are you going to root for me? I said, I will always root for you. I will always root for your team because it's your team. And he's like, but I'm on the Cowboys. I said, no, it's your team. I will root for you. My oldest.
That's their flag team?
Yes. And now my oldest is on the same team now. And they are dreading it. Like that.
That's beautiful. That's well done.
It was 1, 2, 3 Cowboys. And the coach made a joke to me. He's like, you want to get in on this? I said, no, we're not doing that. My boys are like, 1, 2, 3, go. They didn't even say go Cowboys. That's where we're at
I love
right
it.
Now on Sundays. with dealing with the star.
You did a great job, brother.
Jerseys.
Great job, man. Proud of you. All right, listen.
Trying.
I love it. We're in for a big football season. We talk every Wednesday like we always do. And I got one thing for you, my friend. Go Birds.
Go Birds, man. Go Birds. Appreciate you, man. You got me hyped up for this weekend.
I love it, brother. We'll talk next week. Enjoy that beautiful day and that beautiful kids, all right?
You got it, buddy. Hey, good luck Saturday, and let's hope Sunday.
That's see you, buddy. See you, man. Take it easy. Yeah. Yes, Junis. By the way, I was telling you yesterday, speaking of the kids, that I have an incentive system for them.
Yes, the Cuz Buck.
The Cuz Bucks, correct. So, Anthony, like here's the thing. Anthony loves the pizza truck. I told you there's a truck. Pizza truck.
Yes.
Right? It's unbelievable. Right? Incredible pizza. So, I go, dude, you know, you rack up your Cuz Bucks, you go to the pizza truck.
Yeah.
Right? Next thing you know, I'm hearing, well, you know, maybe if I get enough Cuz Bucks, I can get a video game.
All right. Listen, I don't blame him.
Now I'm starting to go, well, you know, you're getting a little much here. Now, Anthony's playing football. He gets a Cuz Buck for every pancake because he's playing offensive line,
mm-hmm.
and for every tackle when he plays defense, he gets his Cuz Buck. Massimo, playing baseball, gets a Cuz Buck for every hit and for every clean ball that he fields.
Yes.
Right? Now I got Massimo going, what if I hit a home run? I go, dude, you hit a home run, you get 100 Cuz Bucks.
Yes.
Right? Like, you know, relax, dude. Like, what's the, I'm going to hit it 300 feet. Like, dude. So then he says to me, well, Daddy, I know what kind of Cuz Buck, I know what I want. I want a laptop.
Wow.
I went, wait a second. I'm talking about the pizza truck. And you're talking about a laptop.
Oh, maybe he hits a lot of home runs. That's a lot of Cuz Bucks right there, man.
Yo, dude, you better be Mike Trout to get a laptop. You get a laptop.
What happens? What if little Ant picks up, you know, a fumble and scores it?
I said that's a 100. That's a
yes.
That's choice. Like, that's a lottery. Like, you win. It's winner's choice.
He gets a snap count right. He jumps through, pops the quarterback. Ball comes out.
Yeah, if
he picks up touchdown.
Yeah, if he's BG and does that, then yeah. Okay, you got it, dude.
Tyrone asks, what if he does the proper thing and just falls on it?
It's even better, dude. You're right, Ty. Several T.Y. Johnson.
What about a goal line stand?
All right, relax, baby.
Fourth and goal.
You're trying to give him Cuz Bucks.
Dude, fourth and goal, you see little Ant?
I'm already regretting.
And he looks at you. You're the quarterback, green, 86. And he looks at you. He goes, here comes some Cuz Bucks. Stops him at the line.
No, I'd be happy to give him the Cuz Bucks then. Go on, man. I'd be happy to give him Cuz Bucks then. You kidding me? Wow. What about Massimo?
Yeah, laptop.
I want a laptop. You better be. Seriously.
He's like, the video game's an expensive 60, but the laptop,
exactly.
Man.
No tie, right? I was like, my man, he's wearing 27 because he loves Trout. I go, you better be Trout if you think you're getting a laptop. You know what I mean, Holmes? I better be seeing gappers. And you better pitch. You better be Ohtani.
Yeah.
All right? Because he's pitching, too. You better be Ohtani.
Like in singles and the doubles.
Yeah. You better be striking out guys, too. How about that? How about the stones on that kid? 610-632-0975. Interesting, we're renewing our vows today, our Eagles vows. And there's someone that we love, one of our family members, who will not renew his Eagles vow. I'll tell you who.
What?
We might talk to him coming up next, yes. Big hour. Don't go anywhere. Cuz Radio Tune is 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
We'll be right back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
You know what the best is?
What's the best?
I get a text. Daddy, I'm in the car. I hear you, Daddy.
Oh, yes. Cuz Bucks.
Oh, man. With the eye on a laptop. How about that? This is crazy. Right? Yeah. I got the general. General T.Y.
Hello, General T.Y.
Afternoon, gentlemen.
How's everything going on the front?
Listen.
Eastern front.
Everything seems like it's solid right now. There's unity. Before the first game, there's always unity. So I think things are calm right now. And I'm excited about that.
I explored the seaports, by the way, when I was down in Brigantine. I made sure we were all good, you know.
That's good. Because, you know, we're vulnerable due to the weather.
Yes.
You've learned that.
Yes. See, this is why you're my top general.
Got to watch. Got to secure some things. But we're okay right now.
Thank you, General. Interesting conversation you and I have. And I enjoy our conversation. When you come in and we always get the mood down, right? Well, whatever's going on, we always, you know, after our, to find out what's happening with each other, we then talk about the landscape.
Yeah. And, you know, as we approach this big, big game, I mean, the season starts tomorrow in the league, and Sunday's a big game, and it's a winnable game.
Yes.
On Sunday, the Atlanta's not a very good football team.
So, I bring up to you, because today we're renewing our Eagles vows, right?
Yeah.
We love our Eagles, and we were talking about how much we love this team, and, you know, it's a soulmate type of love, right? We choose our football franchise, you know, very deeply. And I said, it's a great time to renew the vows. And you went?
No, I will not renew the vows because the Eagles have not yet done enough to earn the trust that comes with that kind of union.
That's fascinating. So you said, I'm out. Now, what do you mean by this?
No, obviously, I'm still going to watch.
Obviously, I know you're watching.
But I almost look at my Eagle fandom as if it was an arranged marriage by the parents. Because...
That's true.
A big chunk of why I'm a fan, I mean, it's because I was born here.
Yeah.
I grew up here within, you know.
Yeah, it was happenstance.
Yeah, you know, you drew a little circle within, like.
You didn't choose. That's a good point. You don't choose your team.
No.
Your wife. You choose your wife.
Right. Like you just talked about your great kids, but you didn't choose the kids. You chose your wife, and
right.
The kids happen.
Right.
And you love them, but the kids have some of. The misses, some of you, some of the things you don't like about yourself, your kid's going to have that.
Yes.
Like, so you have to take the good with the bad.
Yes.
With the Eagles.
I'm blessed.
Yeah, you are. No, you love the kid, though. I was speaking purely in generalities.
Yes,
there.
Yes.
Like
yes.
In that, because you don't make the choice.
Yes.
You got these some parents out there that get the devil spawn.
Yes,
they didn't do anything.
Yeah,
they just get a devil kid.
Yeah,
they didn't do anything.
Your devil kid happens.
It just happens.
Now, and you know those devil kids.
Yeah.
You've met them before.
Yeah. And the parents aren't devils.
Yeah.
The mom and dad, but somehow the devil kid just happens to them.
Dude, those devil kids?
Yeah.
It's the damnedest
thing.
I encountered one recently. The devil kid.
See?
The devil kid throwing rocks.
Yeah. Why are you throwing rocks at stuff?
Yeah.
Or at people?
Yeah.
Why are you doing that?
Yo, dude. devil kid.
Right.
You want to punt the devil kid. Like, you want to drop kick him.
Right. But the parents still got to love that kid.
Yes.
Now, with the Eagle, that's why I'm still going to watch.
Okay.
But I also have to look at the other side of the situation. What, at the Super Bowl, the coach at the time says new normal, and arguably their most talented player, Lane Johnson, says, talking about the Patriot way, no, we're going to do things differently here. And there's been a decline every year since our peak of the Super Bowl. Therefore, for me, and it culminates in, I have hope for the season, but I have a first-time head coach, who I don't have anything against, but he's first-time. A first-time offensive coordinator, and a first-time defensive coordinator and a quarterback making his fifth start. These are just the reality in which my team has put me in. And they're coming off a bad season, and they have the highest dead cap number in the league. For those reasons, I cannot renew my vows personally until the Eagles clinch a playoff spot the next time. So that they can.
Wow.
Because I look at this relationship like the marriage once again. Now, if someone steps out on the marriage, some people would leave right away. Some people would go to counseling and they would choose to stay. And they would forgive, but they wouldn't forget over time. I can't forget what just happened. And for that reason, they haven't earned enough for me yet to renew the vows.
That's fascinating. Let me ask you this, because this is... I choose to renew the vows because I feel like a sense of newness is upon us. Like, I remember Doug saying the new norm, and I was swept up in the moment. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I was all about it. I thought Wentz was the next coming of whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But ultimately, you know, things get exposed, and you find out that there was really no new norm.
No, it was a new luck.
Right.
I feel very comfortable. Now, I'm not going to say that about Howie yet because Howie has a chance to redeem.
Right.
Doug was lucky.
Yes.
I mean, he was.
Right. Fortune. Yeah, there's good fortune.
Yeah, Doug was a lucky. He loved on the right players in the right time, but did not have the acumen on his own to sustain it.
Yes.
He would have needed to have a churning of players provided by his general manager that he can continue to do
his
motivation thing. I think he's a great motivator, not a great tactical mind. And as the talent drops or you get young players, need more tactical and less love.
Yes.
And he wasn't a tactician.
I think you're right about that. I agree with you. So here's the thing. Knowing that, your expectations, you go... Well, I guess it was kind of unrealistic to expect that. So it wasn't going to be a new norm. So at this point, with a new coach, new defensive coordinator,
yep,
new starting quarterback,
yep,
I'm about clean slate.
And I respect that. I do. I personally can't do that until, now I guess there's another caveat. Howie hasn't drafted a Pro Bowl player since Wentz, and Wentz is obviously gone.
Right.
Maybe he drafted a Pro Bowl player this year. Maybe Devontae Smith's going to be what we think he can be. Maybe Hurts, if he has good players, well, it'll take care of itself. But how many players do we know are good that are under 30?
Well, I hear you.
We have players that we think could be good.
Yes.
And I can't personally marry hope. That's why I'm a person who believes, personally, that you should take your time before the other people they meet somebody 3 weeks later, they get married.
Yeah. So I know. I can't
do that.
But see, here's the thing. Like, I know this bride. Mm-hmm. Like, this Eagles, I see the helmets, and these helmets, like, that wing goes deep-rooted in my psyche.
I understand.
It's a part of the fabric of, you know, so I want to hug it.
I understand. I have a dilemma. I got my Phillies partial season tickets. They play the same time as the Eagles. I can't go on Sunday.
No.
Right. I can't go on Sunday.
Right. If it was a playoff game.
Different deal.
Right.
I can go to the last home game of the year because they play Dallas on that Monday.
Yes.
I can miss football. I can't miss the Eagles.
Yes.
I understand that. But to get married, to just hope.
All right. So not renewing. You are married. You're not in a romantic mood.
Right. I'm not renewing the vows. We're sleeping. They're sleeping on the couch.
Right.
I always thought the whole thing like the husband have to sleep on the couch thing. Well, she sleep on the couch. She's the one angry. You should be able to sleep comfortably. I'm sleeping comfortably. The Eagles are sleeping on the couch. It's a pullout couch with a metal bar in the middle.
Ooh.
Yeah, they haven't earned it.
Yeah.
Now, if I see some success... Well, then slowly they can move to the guest room and sleep in a different bed. And then finally, we can consummate this thing. But for now, you're on the pull-out couch with the metal bar until I see some results.
All right.
You got $50 million worth of dead money. That's $50 million in another household that could be on this household.
See, here's the thing. I look at it like this. I don't even care.
Well, you're very mature.
No, I don't even care about this year. I just go, you know, I'm in cuddle mode.
Yeah, but it's
you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's cuddle mode.
Spoon.
But it's like she has two sardines under her underarms. like it's not, you don't know how fresh it's going to be. I actually, for example, I think Dickerson's a good player. Let me give you another example.
So do I.
Dickerson can be a good player. But I've been very consistent. The injuries really scare me.
Yes.
Until I see him, now I know they activate him as far as putting him on the roster, but I don't know when he's going to play. Until I see that guy play, let's say, four consecutive games without an injury,
yeah,
I can't go all in. I can't marry that idea.
Yeah.
Because of the. So they put me in a spot where I believe in Devontae Smith, the second round pick in the 30s, don't know about. The corner start. Milt Williams looks like he's a player, but we got to see.
Yeah.
And the corner looks like he had a good start to camp and trailed off. And this team has had a hell of a time drafting corners. So they just have enough issues to where I can't fully.
Interesting.
Embrace them just yet.
Well, I appreciate that.
Yeah, but it's not out of hate. It's that what they've done to me. Because I was expecting a dynasty.
No, listen, that's fair. That's fair. Listen, I appreciate it. That's why I wanted you to. I know there are a lot of people out there like you.
And again, but I'm not against anybody who is renewing. Yeah. I'm saying that I will attend the wedding.
Yes.
But I am not.
I guess you.
Now, I'm glad that Tyron's here because I need to bring something up.
Yes.
Because Tommy Reardon tweeted in something interesting. And I'm glad that you're here because you did the trial of Anthony's father.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Remember that?
So when you teased somebody within the own family not renewing the vows, he thought it was your father. He goes, last time it was Fear the Deer. This time, did he text him, go, Pack, go? Has your father renewed the vows for the Eagles this year?
Yeah, no, he's not a Packer. No, he's not.
No.
He's an Eagle. Well, he was a Bucks fan.
Now, speaking of that.
Yeah, I don't know why he was doing that, but.
I'm just asking.
We know why. But.
Right. Now, he's been walking around, speaking of your father. Yes. Nice man, walking around with his electronic monitor. Now, tomorrow is his sentence. He cannot, part of his sentence was he has to sit out the primetime opener. He can't watch.
Oh,
that's right.
Yeah, he can't watch.
Oh, that's right.
He can watch the Eagles, but tomorrow night, it's a Netflix night for him.
Okay.
That's part of his punishment.
I'll make sure.
He can't watch Dallas versus the Bucks.
Yeah.
He's out. He can watch Eagles, that's fine. But his punishment was the prime time game to start the season.
All right.
So remind him.
I will.
You can recommend, you know the shows.
Yeah.
You can recommend a Netflix show for him to watch in lieu of the primetime game that we'll all be watching. He is not allowed.
Okay. That's general?
That was the punishment.
That's right. Yeah, you were a great judge, by the way, too.
Well, I appreciate it. I had a good time with that. I want to thank the people. And again, I'm excited about this team. I think I got them at 7. I'm a 7. You know, I
might even have him fewer than you.
All right. So I'm saying.
But who knows?
Yeah. So I'm just being honest. But I do think that this Sirianni guy might have something. But I have to see it because the Eagles have taken away benefit of the doubt.
I got you.
They're not the Packers.
I got
They're
you.
They're not Packers as far as a whole.
Yeah,
I know
yeah,
they
yeah,
have
yeah,
one
yeah,
enough.
Yeah.
The teams that are there each year, they're the Chiefs.
I will say this about Sirianni. He doesn't seem like he'd be a slave to the analytic people. Like, he seems to me like a guy who goes, yo, analytics dude, I'm not, believe me, just pipe down.
Here's another thing I think he's not going to do. If they run some RPO stuff, for example, and get guys open, I don't think he's going to abandon that stuff.
Yep.
Like, he'll do different wrinkles. Okay, safety adjusted.
Now we're
going to actually give it to
him.
Okay, that worked.
Yeah.
Now let's get a deep shot. The last coach, something would hit, and you would never see it again.
Yeah.
For weeks, sometimes. For weeks.
Or he just wouldn't roll out wet.
Not one time. Quarterback's begging. Please, just, the line can't block. Instead, he ran 4 verticals. No rollout, and the whole offensive line was hurt.
What? I love Doug's. I don't want to like.
No, that happened a lot.
But the one play I still can't, that call I can't get over is they think he's got a concussion protocol, right?
Oh, yeah.
He comes back and he runs a quarterback draw. What? Like, why would you do that? What? I still don't know why. When we had him more than one day, I wanted to ask him, but I didn't want to be in J.O.
And that same game, you pointed it out at the time, he also had Wentz as the lead blocker on a regular straight option play.
Yeah.
Had him pitch and lead block.
I mean,
in the same game in which he thought he was.
Because
why would you do that?
I remember that. Yeah.
Like, he was like, all right, a pitch. And I don't think Sirianni's going to do that kind of stuff.
Exactly. I agree.
So,
Nick. That.
There you go, Nick.
General, thank you.
Thank you.
You're the best. Here he is. We're in good hands under the watchful eyes of General T.Y. Johnson.
A couple of notes just to bring up. Darius Slay was just asked about Ryan McLeod, and he said, quote, I wish he was out there for week one. So even though I didn't think he'd be ready for week one, it's been very hush-hush with Rodney McLeod, but it looks like Darius Slay, as Jeff McClain said, spilled the beans. So it looks like no Rodney McLeod week one.
All right.
So it'll be Marcus Epps alongside Anthony Harris.
Really?
Not a big Epps guy.
No.
He was also your leading interception Omar guy Epps. Last year.
Omar Epps I'm a big fan of. Yeah. Remember Omar Epps?
What did he play with the Eagles?
What football? What?
No.
The actor.
I'm thinking of Omar Gaither. Sorry. Remember him?
Oh, yeah.
Omar Gaither?
You know what? He was a big. Know who he was close with?
Who?
Mr. Tony.
Is that right?
Mr. Tony and
Omar Gaither?
Yeah.
That's so random.
Oh, they were tight. He would go. Mr. Tony's got the one of the great chefs in the city.
Yeah.
Right? And he's got Aroma.
Right.
Now. And on Moyer Mensing Avenue, by the way. And he used to have La Veranda. And Omar would go there every day, cook pasta for him. it was Omar.
So
he was friends with OG Omar Gaither and my man. See if you'll know this guy. If I said the greatest traps in the history of linebackers. He had, like, traps. I should do all the shrugs in the world to try to get those traps.
Well, I think a trot, but I'm guessing it's not a trot.
Not trot. Love the trot, but not trot. Not the X-Man.
Because his traps are ridiculous, too, I imagine.
Here's your hint, Bills. He played for the Bills before the Eagles.
Oh, was it D'Amico?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, you're right.
D'Amico, he was great.
Tell me he didn't have the best traps around.
He did have good traps. He was great here. He just was at the end of his career.
He was a great player.
He was pretty
great
good
team.
Here, yeah.
But him and Mr. Tony were tight. They were tight.
Another note to give you. The Dolphins announced their captains for the season. Tua, not a captain, because there's all this speculation about the potential Deshaun Watson trade. How about Mac Hollins named a captain?
What?
For the Miami Dolphins.
Mac Hollins?
Yeah, I would imagine more so for the special teams element.
But how could Tua not be a captain? That's crazy.
Well, it's like what Kevin said earlier, right? Like today felt like the first day where the Eagles really backed up Jalen Hurts. The Dolphins aren't. They don't have the back of Tua Tagovailoa.
Wow. That's the truth. All right, dude. You didn't give me the Omar Epps.
No. Who is Omar Epps?
You don't remember Omar Epps?
No.
From the program. You don't remember?
Well, now I do.
He was a running back?
Yeah, now I do.
All right. He was a kid running around. He can't fumble the ball.
Right. I only saw the program like once or twice, I'm pretty sure.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, that's a must-see again.
Is it?
Program, yeah.
Leading up to football season?
It's not blue chips, but it's blue chips light.
Okay.
You know? I mean, it's great. It's a great movie.
Okay.
I'm going to have to go back and watch it. Now that we're talking about it. All right. We'll get back to your phone calls. General did not want to renew his vows. Do you? I'm in. I'm googly-eyed right now. 610-632-0975. So is the Tunis. You're googly-eyed, aren't you?
Yeah. Yeah.
That wasn't convincing. That was a...
Yeah. No, I mean, for the last 3.5 hours, I've been googly-eyed.
I know. I just checking on your Google.
I'm ready to go.
Your Googleability.
All right. Mikey Miss would say Google me.
Right.
All right. Let's talk a little Golden Nugget Jewelers. It's where Philly gets engaged. And I tell you about Golden Nugget Jewelers for a reason. Listen, fall is the best romantic time. Speaking of love, we're talking about this renewing vows. Oh, well, maybe it's time to pop the question because you want to get married. You met that beautiful woman, the girl of your dreams, and you want to consummate, right? You want to make sure that you're going to get married. You're going to do it all right. You're going to get the engagement ring. So now you go, where am I going to go? And how do I get the diamond? And can I afford it? You start to panic and you're worried. Do yourself a favor. Golden Nugget Jewelers, 8th and Chestnut, heart of Jewelers Row, Center City. Check him out. Go see your own. Walk in. He's going to give you the whole education, the whole way to build the engagement ring. Get the diamond cut clarity. Look at your budget. It's, you know, the perfect kind of diamond in the right setting. They have all the designers, Tacori, Viraggio. It'll be perfect. So he'll look at it. He'll kind of mock it up for you, work your budget out to make you feel comfortable, make you happy, and you'll walk out of there with an incredible engagement ring. You can pop the question, make it beautiful this fall. You get engaged. Perfect. That's why at Golden Nugget Jewelers, they say it's where Philly gets engaged. Because they do. Go to GoldenNuggetJewelers.com and check them out. Again, 8th and Chestnut, heart of Jewelers Row. Golden Nugget Jewelers, where Philly gets engaged.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
1:30 across the Delaware Valley, Cuz Radio Tunis. Phillies tonight, what do you think? Peralta's been getting hit around a little bit.
Yeah, and you got the...
Your boy, the Gibby.
You got the Gibby on the mound today, that's good.
You're such a Gibby guy.
Oh, as long as he gives him 6 innings. Like, I could see today being one of those, like, 4-3 ball games.
Yeah.
It's going to be an edgier seat kind of day.
Let's face it.
The Brewers aren't going to put up a 10 spot again. That lineup's not good enough to put up a 10 spot.
It's unbelievable to me.
Yeah. Again, just 3 runs. And it's bang, 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 bang. He just gives up all these hits.
He
had 2 strikes on all of them.
I know.
God.
I know. It's unbelievable. When you think about it, it's ridiculous, actually.
Like, if you're going, let's just say they win the division and they have a 5-game series. You're going Wheeler Gibson, right?
Yeah.
And then Nola game 3?
Oh, God. You love Gibby.
It's not even loving Gibby. It's, I'm so down on Nola. Can you trust him pitching game 2 of a playoff series?
No, I know. I know.
So it has nothing to do with whether or not I like Kyle Gibson.
Well, you do like
Kyle Gibson. He's been consistent since he came here. He's been good since he came here.
You like him way more than I do.
But he's been good.
He's been okay.
He's been good since he came here.
All right, so here you go. Here's your starts. Gibby. Last game.
Not good last game.
5 1/3, 8 hits, 8 runs, 2 walks, 4 strikeouts.
And he came out with the bases loaded and then JD got banged
up.
Okay,
but he still.
Yeah, no, I'm saying.
He was 5 runs. He lasted 5 1/3. Come on, 8 hits, dude.
Okay.
To the Marlins.
Mm-hmm.
Then he had Arizona, the weak-hitting Arizona team, 6 innings.
The weak-hitting Arizona team that won 6 in a row against you.
3 hits, no runs. That's good. 3 strikeouts. Ooh.
Okay.
For that, San Diego.
That was a good outing.
That was a great outing. 8 innings, 8 hits, 1 run, 6 hits, excuse me, 1 run, and he struck out 3.
don't care about strikeouts. Just get the job done.
I hear you. Previous against Arizona, he lost 7 hits against 3 runs. He's okay.
Yeah.
You know.
He's been more consistent than Nola.
Yeah, what's that say?
And Nola's having a terrible year, and I can't trust him in game 2 of a playoff series.
I got to tell you, I can't get behind the Gibby, dude. Like, I'm sure he'll pitch well tonight because that lineup does suck.
Yeah, it does. They should not. I can't believe they scored 10 runs yesterday.
But everybody, like, I heard Johnny Decay said this morning. He goes, well, if the Phillies win a division, the Gibby trade is going to be the one that puts him over the top. And he's not wrong, I guess, you know?
Yeah, it helped, not just because of wins or losses, also.
Well, you understand my
6-7 innings consistently.
You understand my lack of verve when it comes to Gibby.
Yeah, I got you. But all I asked you was, who would you go game 2?
Nola.
All right, hopefully they win game 1. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you, dude. I get it. But he's still got the better stuff. He's got the better arm.
Yeah,
I know. He doesn't have the moxie, but you know,
no,
what are you gonna
he
do?
Does not.
All right. Let me get to the phone line. Talk to our friends. Jason is in Tampa. Hello, Jace.
What's going on, cuz?
What's up, my brother? How you feeling?
I'm good, man. I'm excited for Sunday.
I like
Real
it.
Real excited. Yeah, man. I'm looking forward to the new start. A lot of question marks, but I'm going into this season a lot happier and a lot more excited than I did last season.
So tell me, what do you think that feeling or what's it from? Is it just newness? Is it Sirianni? I don't know. Like, what do you think it is?
I think for me, it's just clearing out all the negatives. Because everything's been so downhill since we won the Super Bowl, and it just seemed to get worse and worse as the years went on. And last year, just everything seemed negative. The Negadelphia phrase, it goes around pretty often. But last year, we had plenty of reasons to be Negadelphia. And this year, it's just like a fresh start.
I like it.
You know, and I listen to you guys every day. And I'm on point with you guys. I don't have expectations. I just want to see the young guys play and improve as the season goes on. And I want to see our coaching staff in all 3 facets of the game be able to adjust as the games are played. And if I can see those things, I'll be happy, no matter what the record is.
I like it, dude. I feel that's a great outlook.
Yeah. And I was actually calling because, you know, first off, like I said, I listen to you guys every day. You guys make me smile every day. You and Tunis are outstanding. Secondly, I wanted to call and see if the linebacker scout position was still open because I played linebacker in college.
Oh, dude, you're in, dude. Linebackers, you got it.
Because I don't know what Gannon's going to do with his linebacker. It seems like a little bit of a mystery with this, so I'm looking forward to it. But I will definitely take the job seriously.
I like it. I like it. Where'd you go to college at?
Lebanon Valley College,
nice.
Right near Hershey Park, cool. A while ago. But I played linebacker there.
Nice.
Flying Dutchman, and then my happy place. This is it's a training camp story. Back when they were at Westchester, I was 8 years old.
Oh,
I had one of those little Hutch Eagles footballs, you know, the mini ones.
Yeah, dude.
Had a bunch of autographs on it, but the one that I wanted was Cunningham. And here he comes, you know, off the practice field, and I'm like stuck behind all these adults. And somehow he saw me and made all the adults park, had me walk up to the fence, tossed him my ball. He signed it, and he said, "Go deep." And I like froze, and all of a sudden I hear my mom screaming, "Jason, run!" And I turn around, I run, and he lobs me a ball, and I caught it. And his autograph is like right in my face. I still got it on display.
Oh,
in,
that's
my
a
office.
Story,
so,
dude. That's awesome, man.
Yeah, man.
I'm rad, though. That's cool.
Yeah. Yep. So
go deep,
but yeah,
son.
I'm excited. I'm excited for Sunday. I'm excited to scout the LBs for you.
You got
and,
it, buddy.
Go Birds, man.
Go Birds. I love it, man. Great call. How about that? Randall tells you to go deep? Are you kidding me?
That's really cool.
That's fabulous. It's a great story.
Like you and Dan Marino.
Yes. Oh, Dan. Fire, Dan. In the middle of the restaurant. Caught it. You know who does that to me all the time? Mossy.
Okay. Football or baseball?
Everything.
Anything.
There's a ball. He's going. Like, he's got it down. I'm really proud of that.
Are you a watch the game with a ball in your hand kind of guy?
Yes.
I used to be a lot with the football.
I got it all. I need something to do with my hands because my hands are always, as you know.
Like, I've changed since I've joined the industry, jotting notes and all that kind of stuff. But when I was younger and I had nothing to do, I always needed the football in my hand.
Well, that's different than, you know, again, I'll take notes and all. But I the other night, it was Monday night, I had the ball in my hand. I was watching Ole Miss and Louisville.
Yes.
And I love my college football. And I was, you know, I told you, it came in for a play. And then I had the ball in my hand and Massey, you know. And so I was having a catch with Moss. And of course, like, he's like, you know, it's funny. Like, you give what you get, right? Like, so that dude is like me. And I'm like, oh, man. So my wife's sitting next to me on the couch. He's fired. Like, I'm having a catch with him. He starts to fire the ball.
Yeah.
Like, way too hard.
He's warmed up.
And of course, you know, that ball comes near me. You two, you're in trouble, not him. And right, of course, she gets popped, and then I get popped.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, no good. I got to go to Timmy and Dayton. Tim, what do you say, dude?
It must be football season.
Football season, baby.
Oh, it's so good to hear your voice, man. How you been?
Good, buddy. What's not to love? We got football.
Man, I listened to your podcast yesterday or yesterday, and I had a fantasy draft this past weekend, and before I even listened to you, all my guys, how you feel about the birds this year? And it was like to a T exactly what you said yesterday. I'm just excited to watch something new.
Yeah.
And I couldn't have a better feeling going into this year, even though my heart tells me that they're probably a 6-win team, but it would not surprise me if they won 10. You know, if there's that stretch in the middle of the year where they could pile some games together if Jalen Hurts is a quarterback. I think that's the biggest mystery of them all, because I think the young wide receivers are gonna be good, I think. Better than the direct that we've had in years past. And it is the sense of getting the Negadelphian out of here. We just have something new to watch. And I'm more excited to see the fans than anything. Watching college football this past weekend, they just make such a difference,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, they do, don't they?
I mean, last year I was watching
the Energy Stadium. Yeah,
you can't get into it. Like, I couldn't last year. I watched every game, and I watched a lot of football. It's just, yeah. You know, I don't know, man. It makes such a difference, right?
Oh, totally. No, without a doubt. You felt it. I agree. No, it's huge.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, but
what do you I love the fact that you and I kind of are both the same. No expectations, but it's like, hey, man, can't wait to just watch him every Sunday.
I'm so excited to watch Devontae Smith.
Yeah.
I really am. Just to see this guy, because I know he's a tremendous route runner. And I'm so excited to watch these guys. And I'm really thrilled about Kenneth Gainwell. He might have something in the tank. We'll see.
Yeah. So
I'm just looking for the previous caller said, the coaching staff to not make boneheaded decisions. I think if we get clean football, not so many stupid offsides penalties, not the stick defense, just the stuff that we were just so tired of the past few years, you know. But anyway, I just want to check in with
great
you.
Great stuff, dude.
To get my prediction, all right?
Well, I love it. I love it, man. Nothing better. Go Birds. We love our Football Fridays, dude. They're back. Football Friday, Tunis.
Love a Football Friday.
Sure.
Just rolls right off the tongue. Beautiful.
Sure it does. It's the greatest alliteration out there. Football Friday. Slacks. It's the great Slacks. What up, Slacks?
Oh man, I'm hanging in there. I was down the shore a whole bunch since the last time I talked to you, just patrolling the coastline there.
Nice. You're the man, buddy.
I was in Brigantine. I was on Tunis watch. Didn't see him, but I was looking.
He was around. I know he was around somewhere.
Yeah.
He was lurking.
Anyway, Omar Epps is in the new Power season, book 3. He's fantastic.
What is it?
Power.
Yeah.
Now they got a book 3, and Omar Epps plays like a shady cop in book 3.
Oh, yeah? Oh, that's awesome. I'm an Epps fan.
Yeah, me too. He's in Camp Flex.
Yeah.
Shout out to General T.Y. Johnson. I always rise when he comes on the air. anyway, oh, I hope to be talking about the menu for the Tunis train today, but after last night, I just can't bring myself to do it. But I'm back in the bar car.
Awesome, Chef. I know, Chef, you'll whip up something special.
Yeah, for sure.
What do you do for football games?
Well, when I was at City Tap, Logan Swear, we used to do Eagles-themed food, and I would do these garlic parm wings, but I would turn them green in the Vitamix with parsley, so they were like Eagles green.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, they were banging.
What's your favorite? If I said to you, you get to create your own menu, what would it be?
I've had so much different experience with different cuisines and different cultures from the world, and it's unbelievable to me how the same principles can apply to food from all over the world. Like, my girlfriend is Filipina, and just from tasting some of the food, I like to taste that and then go try and recreate it myself, not really knowing any of the ingredients. And
that's awesome.
My favorite type of food to cook is things that take time to build flavor, like braises and stews.
Yeah. That's awesome. I love that.
You had me fired up yesterday because this summer we discovered the Oceanic and I fell in love with it. I mean, the place has a swim up tiki bar. It's the bar that you're talking about is coincides with the tiki bar, and it's two girls that run it, and there's such a family atmosphere.
Are you serious?
Yeah, they invited us in even when they had closed it and said, you guys, because we told them we were in the industry and usually get taken care of, and they invited us in with all the other people that worked there while they were closed, and everything was on the house. I mean, the place is unbelievable. They're redoing the whole thing and renovating all the rooms. They've done half of it so far, and we stayed in one of the new rooms. It was unbelievable.
Get out. That's awesome, man.
Yeah, so you had me lit up with the nostalgia.
I remember I was a kid walking by that Barefoot Bar, and I'd smell the stale beer. And then Saturday, we're walking off the boards, and I'm like looking at it. And I go, I just want to go in and drink.
Right.
Yeah, awesome. Oh, Chef, you're the man, buddy.
So my Eagles, real quick.
Yes.
When the link was built, I was working for the valet company that parks for the suites. And the first thing they did, they had a party at the link. Ricky Waters showed up, all these crazy people, and we parked for that. Then they had a private party at Jeffrey Lurie's house, and I got to see all the players, like, to be 20-something years old and see Donovan McNabb. And Akers was the first guy there, half hour before everyone, and he was just busting it up with us. And I was parking. I went to retrieve a car, and I'm bringing it back. And I go, I bet you this is Andy Reid's car, because it had a big briefcase and all this. And I pull up, and lo and behold, it's Andy Reid. They're not supposed to tip us, but he slips me a 20 and goes, there you go, kid.
Ah, see, he's the man, Andy. That's awesome.
And that was just awesome for me to meet that team, because I guess the single best game would be the 2008 8-6-1 Eagles to bury Dallas at the end of the season.
That was the 44-6, baby. The greatest, man. That was awesome. Chef, right, great brother. Stuff, brother. Take it easy, my man. Oh, look at this. Here he is, our ambassador. That's right, in the fight against autism. He is terrific on the Eagles game day staff. Our buddy, Benny. Benny!
What's up, cuz?
What's up, Benny? You ready, buddy?
I'm ready for the Eagles on Sunday. Let's go!
Now, what are you going to be doing? You as the autism champion... Here, what are you going to be doing for the game, for the Eagles?
I'm actually going to hang out at home. Listen, I heard you have two kids. You know, I just started my own public speaking company.
God bless you. You did that? That's amazing.
Yeah, I'd love to come speak at your kid's school. I don't know who the principal is, but maybe we can figure that out. Love to come to your school.
Okay, buddy. All right. We'll figure that out. Barry, that's very nice. I'm proud of you.
Yes, and I'm hoping to come to FanFest. I'm waiting for that email. I want to come say hi to you at FanFest.
Of course. You know that. They took care of you, right? The D-Train took care of you.
Oh, the Tunis, the train. Choo-choo.
I love it. Give me a prediction for Sunday.
the prediction, I think the Eagles are going to beat the Falcons. I think it's going to go. It's going to be a close one. I think it's going to come down to a field goal.
You got really good. But you have the Eagles as the come out the victors.
Yeah, right? And they're going to come down towards a field goal.
All right. I like that, Benny. All right, give me a chant. Come on. I know you can give me a good chant.
Oh, my gosh. I'm ready. E-A-G-L-E-S-Eagles!
I love it. There he is, Ben Montgomeryville. We love our Benny. Tunis, you know what we need on Friday?
What do we need on Friday?
We need, I want to hear if there's any teachers, since you guys might be getting out of school early today. I don't know if, you know, this week sometimes it's early in the school year. You get half days. If there's any teachers listening, and on Friday you want to have the class give us the chance. Or do the fight song. I love that. When the kids do that, that gets me excited.
Well, that's nice. I'm looking forward to that.
No good? You're quiet. You don't like the kid when the kids do that?
Nah, it's for the kids, man. I love it.
They did it, you know, the whole Super Bowl week there. We had schools calling up galore.
All right, let's go. Let's do it.
Oh, you're quiet. That, see that pause? That's it. Oh, really, dude? Thanks.
For the kids, man. Let's go. Can I tell you something?
You're a bit of a creep.
Nick Sirianni was all decked out in Phillies gear today.
Yes.
Which is really cool. His shirt today is a McNabb shirt at practice. Does that lose points automatically?
Nah.
No, you're all right with it?
Yeah.
Five?
Yeah. I have no ill will towards five. I like five. I love five, I will say. There's, you know, things he did later in his career was, like, annoying. But yeah. Other than that,
yeah,
it doesn't supersede all the good football he played.
Hey, he's still the best quarterback in franchise history.
Yeah. Not a Hall of Famer, but that's all
right. Right, I agree with you.
You know, I
just wonder if you had a
he's the most accomplished
with the five shirt.
Not at all. Well, I mean, I wouldn't have it. Come on. I mean, I think that's cool. I do. I'm like that serious. The fact that Sirianni's going,
like, all decked out,
that he's, you know, embracing the franchise and the history of the franchise, I give him major points for that. Dude, I'm serious. I think he's genuine too. So it's what I really like about him. All right. We're getting kicked out. So everybody have a great, great day. Thanks for hanging. Mikey Miss, the General, and of course Jen coming up next. So we love you. Thanks for hanging, and we'll see you in the morning.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.